I don't know, but let the record show, you will not see the groundhog Punxsutawney Phil on this program tonight. However, he did see his shadow, too, in Pennsylvania, and that means six more weeks of winter.
Okay.
So there.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
Nope.
Groundhog Day! Groundhog Day! Ooh, Groundhog Day! Winter predictions are gonna happen! Punxsutawney!
Phil!
Groundhog Day! Outside my window! Groundhog
nope.
Day! Behind a tree! We wait for Punxsutawney!
Phil!
Is it his shadow that he will see and it's Groundhog Day?
Overruled!
Outside my window, please!
And now,
Omar, don't sing anymore, please, for the love of Christ. You sing so bad, I feel like I just caught an STD. My hurts right now. I can't do it anymore, Omar. I can't do it.
Our feature presentation.
I think it's scientifically possible to get an STD from listening to Omar
from
sing.
From his singing?
Yeah.
Wow, I had no
too.
Idea.
Yeah.
I need to dress more warmly.
Yeah.
I'm with you guys. I won't help. It comes through yours.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, you know
Welcome
a lot about this.
I do.
An all-new Kevin Amin show here for a Thursday. It is Groundhog Day, which is maybe the dumbest of all of the holidays throughout the year, right?
It's not really even a holiday.
It's just a
Well, I mean,
we're
it's,
here.
It's a tourist
it's,
trap
it's
for
on
people
the calendar,
in Pennsylvania.
But obviously it gets covered and is followed by far more than the 1,000 or so people that show up at that little town in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's, you know, it's all over the country. Believe me, it's going to be on every newscast in America.
Dumb. I agree with you, but duh.
Do they do it just because they feel like they have to?
They do it because it's tradition. And people keep covering it. This is what we used to say years ago when we cared enough to fight it. We used to say, hey, don't cover it anymore and it'll go away. But people still show up with their cameras every year. And the stupid movie Groundhog Day ensures that it will live on forever. Now.
Sure.
Now you can't disband the tradition.
Well, I think
now.
You could even now if everybody got together, but they need stories.
I don't know what the deal is, but he's a terrible weather prognosticator, and that's the part that really upsets me, is why cover it if it's wrong more time than it's right?
Is it really more than 50%
yes.
of the time wrong?
Yes.
You haven't really checked the statistics on the correct
Oh, I trust Bean.
info. Yeah.
And well, I like
that is dumb.
Too, but. All right, moving on. Here's a fascinating, well, I think it's interesting. It's a new feature, a new service that you can sign up for called Burn Note.
Burn Note.
This is a way to send emails that will self-destruct.
Oh, that's awesome.
The default time is 60 seconds, but you can adjust that if you would like it to be more or less. There's a company now that's out called Burn Note, and you go to it and you enter in the information, what you want to send. And it's pretty fascinating what the person on the other end of the email sees, which is not the whole message at one time. It's a few words at a time, and then it self-destructs after 60 seconds. They also have it so that you cannot copy it or paste it. You cannot take a screenshot of it. So they're trying to help you send those emails that maybe have sensitive information in it, whether it's a credit card number, password, your penis, whatever it is that you're sending to somebody
sure.
that you would not like to be archived on the internet forever, as so many things are. I think that's a pretty
really,
cool service.
Really works. Do you think it really works? That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it absolutely really works. Yeah,
it works until someone breaks the code, or whatever it is you have to do to.
Which usually happens pretty quickly.
Yeah,
right.
Sounds
so
like Mission Impossible stuff, where they say this message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
I know, it's super.
That's
cool.
That's exactly what it is, according to this article from the Huffington Post. The website again, Burn Note. Boasts impressive, robust cybersecurity credentials that claims it will ensure both your privacy and the total deletion of your notes. All messages are automatically deleted from Burn Notice after 72 hours after whether they have been opened or not.
Oh.
And once a message has been deleted from the servers, nobody can go back in to recover it. Not you, not the recipient, or the engineers at Burn Note.
Awesome.
So if you're sending out something and you want to make sure it doesn't stick around. Now, believe me, the first thing people do is try to shoot holes in this. What's to stop somebody from taking a cell phone shot or camera shot, for instance, of the screen with whatever the pertinent information
right.
is that you're trying to protect? If it's a credit card number, obviously the person on the other end who's receiving your email could still write it down on a piece of paper, for instance. So it doesn't ensure total security. What
no,
they're
no,
saying,
the paper
though,
goes away, as does the person.
What they're saying, and I think what their point is that for most situations – with regular people who aren't, super high-tech security people, this is probably going to be enough to ensure that it's not saved or copied. And it's also maybe more importantly, in the case of, say, a credit card number, it's not going to be around for, you know, for decades for people to find it in the cloud somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or on somebody else's hard drive.
I love that for so many
for
reasons.
For like insider trading, when they demand to see all your emails,
sure,
nothing there.
That's sure. a great idea.
Yeah, hey, come on in. Have a look.
Yeah.
If we would have used this for some emails we sent out, that might have been good for us.
Been please. Brilliant.
Wow. So anyway, again, it is called Burn Note, if you want to check that out. And Kevin, it sounds like something you're making
that's
a note
right
of right now.
That's right, yeah. And it probably also protects you from drug texts. That's good.
Oh,
you drunk
right.
text. If you use Burn Note, you can drunk yeah. text. Or as it happens every year at Coachella, everybody starts posting my texts.
Yes.
Because well, they make a little less than perfect sense.
They have this as just email right now, but they are, they're working on it for text.
All right.
They're also working on it so that you can include attachments. At this point, you cannot include attachments. I mean, this is a, you know, new service. They're, you know, they're just up and running with this. So they are looking for, and the other thing that they're trying to do is set it up so that you can use your return email address on the email that you send. Right now, it comes from their company.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So
I'd almost rather have it come from their company.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. Maybe have your name not be on it at all, right? Yeah. So anyway, I thought that's something you guys might dig.
Yeah, I think I might need to look into that just a little bit. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
So much beef.
Yeah, well, that's every day. But today we have porn star Katie Morgan in the studio.
Yeah.
Yes. She's always fun.
We're going to talk to her about, it doesn't matter.
Really. I think I listened to a little bit of her latest podcast yesterday to see what was up with her. I think at the AVNs this year, the Porn Awards that go on in Las Vegas, I think she got enshrined into some sort of Hall of Fame, some sort of erotica Hall of Fame, and she had to put her boobs in cement or something. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, apparently she has been honored as one of the greats. So it's a thrill to have her back.
I went to the AVNs one year, the Adult Video Music Awards. It was awesome.
I don't think it's a music award show. I'm sorry. As much as it is.
Movie awards, yeah.
Adult Video News, right?
And the woman that won Best Back Door thanked her mom and dad, who were right there.
They were there?
Yeah. Like, thank my mom and dad for helping me. You know, I could have never done this without them.
Oh, my God.
Well, they created her ass. I mean, that don't even make sense.
Like, what kind of world am I living in? At the very least, you'd think that they would try and hide it. But they were there and thanked.
So supportive.
Yes.
Such supportive parents.
So that happened. We're also going to talk about, we've got another guy, a crazy nut job that wants to get tattoos of a few of us. He has a tattoo of Psycho Mike, and now he wants a Mount Rushmore of comedy, he says.
Oh.
And he's looking at you guys?
No,
he's involved in that?
He's not looking at us at all. He's talking about Ralph, which is fine.
Okay.
And I don't even remember who else, which is fine. But Beer Mug's the one that sticks out. He wants a tattoo of Beer Mug on the Mount Rushmore of comedy.
Well, clearly something is wrong with him.
Fantastic. I don't know what's going on. Where's the outrage in that?
So where is the outrage there? That's a great question.
Try and talk him out of that.
Hey, the only thing I'll say is he got a tattoo of Psycho Mike, and Psycho Mike left the show. So if he wants to get a tattoo of Beer Mug, I'm fine with that.
Good point. We're going to talk to Michael B. Jordan from the movie Chronicle.
Number 23.
Which looks awesome. Nope.
Bulls.
Nope. Nope.
What?
Different guy.
Oh,
I'm guessing
kidding.
That's why he uses his middle initial B.
I didn't even realize that. I did so much of the wrong research.
He's a star of the movie Chronicle, which looks awesome. Looks like that's one where three or four guys get supernatural powers.
Oh, that looks super
cool.
That
looks
yes.
so good. Start moving cars and stuff. Yeah. That looks great. So that's coming up. Ralph has a secret break. We're not fans of this. Bean and I are not
You're
fans.
You're not. I am.
I know. You are, and other people are, but usually when Ralph says, I need some time, we go, who, what, who are you making fun of? Which one of us?
He won't tell.
So we got that coming up today. We also
Didn't we do that yesterday? Yesterday, wasn't he dissecting line by line the poor job we did with the Sarah Michelle Gellar interview?
Yeah, but that wasn't secret. That was just a thing.
Right, but what's he got now, though? If he made fun of us for that yesterday, what else is there this
week? Well,
why
don't you just wait, mister, and find out?
Why would a guy who's made a living out of providing Ralph this kind of information ask that question? We both have. I'm not just saying it's you, but there's so much stuff out there that's embarrassing that we've done. So that's not going to go well.
We need to figure out a way to make this show disappear after 60 seconds. Like once we say something, you can hear it, but it can't be recorded, it can't be replayed, and it can't be held against.
That'd be the best. We also have worst sports bets that you lost. Worst sports bet as we come up to this weekend. You know, everybody seems to bet on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a ridiculously stupid one, and then you had to live with it, and you had to do whatever, get a tattoo of the other team, people do crazy, crazy giant bets over stuff like this.
I think the rule of thumb should be understand that you might lose and don't ever bet something that you can't afford or don't want to do.
Well, of course, that's the rule of thumb. But people don't think that way when they're in the moment and they're excited
and they
about
love their team.
Maybe they're a Giants fan or they're a Patriots fan this weekend. They're going, you know, for one or the other, and they'll bet anything.
And if something you don't want to do, then there'd never be a bet.
Yeah,
right?
that is the fun of it.
That's the whole point.
I think Dave spent yesterday driving all the way up to Lake Arrowhead to take a picture because of our Lakers-Clippers bet.
Good use of his time.
And Bean said, Kevin, you could probably just say, it's the intent's good enough. I was like, nope. Drive on up.
Would you have dressed up as Captain Steubing and got your photo taken in Long Beach?
That was tracking down the costume.
Okay.
I was. I got to talk to Dr. Drew today. And we're going to talk to the president of the UFC, Dana White, today.
All right.
Wow.
How about that? So that's all coming up. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I hate to pull a Kevin here, but I'm eating, so you
yes!
go.
Yes! It's about time that happened.
I thought I would be done, but it's Raisin Bran. It's very chewy.
Raisin Bran. All right, Bean's eating, so Ralph's here. He's going to take a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
You know what I'm here not doing?
What?
Not eating.
Not eating.
Exactly, yeah. Me too.
On the radio, performing my job, doing my job.
You know what? Unprofessional, as far as I'm concerned.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, some people know how to behave, and some people, not no way.
Are you you calling me on it, Kevin? Is that what you're saying? It's unprofessional.
Okay.
All right.
Learned that first thing. Didn't you learn that first thing?
I guess I missed that day. Sorry, I apologize. Right. I'm back now.
Learn how to behave. That's all I'm saying. Can I get some cameras over here, baby? What do you got for me? There we go.
Did you say maybe or did you call me baby?
Baby. I called you baby. Okay. Can I get some cameras, baby?
You're so Hollywood.
Wow.
I am the showbiz beat walker.
Yep.
Hey, you know what's happening? The Simpsons are having their 500th episode.
A lot of episodes.
Coming up this season. That's a lot of episodes. And to celebrate, Fox is inviting you to participate in the Simpsons Ultimate Fan Marathon Challenge at Hollywood and Highland starting Wednesday, February the 8th. Here's what's going to happen. They are going to try to break the Guinness World Record of continuous television watching by having registered fans come down and watch up to 500 continuous episodes of The Simpsons. The record is 86 hours, 6 minutes, and 41 seconds. That guy couldn't hold on for the last minute, for God's sake. 41 seconds, he suddenly had to stop.
Pussy.
If you'd like to participate, excuse me, I've got one entrance to participate in the Ultimate Fan Challenge. If you win, you could win $10,500. And no matter what, you're going to win the Simpsons DVDs, seasons 1 through 14.
Okey-dokey-doo.
Thank you, Ned. All you have to do is answer my trivia question. I want a real Simpsons fan this time. I'm going to make it a little tougher than the questions I've been asking so far this week. So here's your trivia question. If you know the answer, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. Here's the number. Here's the answer, rather. Not the answer. That'd be silly. I'm going to give you the question. What is the monetary value that Maggie rings up for at the grocery store? You know, of course, in the classic opening sequence of The Simpsons.
Right.
Marge is in the store, and they're ringing up the groceries, and they grab Maggie, and they run her past the scanner. What is her monetary value of Maggie? What does she scan for at the supermarket?
Guys, get to the phones.
1-800-520-1067. First person who gets through will be registered to participate in the Ultimate Fan Challenge, watching television for as long as you can in the hopes of winning $10,500.
That'd be all right.
That'd be pretty cool. Bad news in Hollywood yesterday between Don Cornelius committing suicide, creator and host of Soul Train, and self-inflicted gunshot wound, which is bad news. Even sadder news, I believe, is the death of Leslie Carter. You may not know her name, but she was an up-and-coming singer who is the sister of Nick and Aaron Carter. Who's Nick and Aaron Carter?
Yeah.
You don't know the singers, Nick and Aaron Carter?
I don't.
Nick was in, what boy band was Nick in?
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, and Aaron was his younger brother, who also had a successful pop career. Leslie is their sister. She's dead at the age of 25.
Mm. Wow.
Apparently, she was battling an addiction to prescription drugs, including Xanax, and she may have overdosed. That's what they're guessing at this point. They don't have the autopsy results, obviously, yet. But at 25, if you got a history with drug use, everything points in that direction. She appeared in all 8 episodes of the House of Carter's reality show. I don't remember when that was on or not. But she once had a deal with DreamWorks Records. The only single she ever produced like Wow was on the Shrek soundtrack in 2001. But as you can imagine, family is devastated, devastated. And to make it even sadder, as if it's not bad enough, she is leaving behind a 10-month-old daughter named
Alyssa
Jane. So just tragic. 25 years old, someone succumbs to what they're guessing is addiction now at this point. Someone who seems to have gotten her life back together, Lindsay Lohan, in the news. She's moving out of her condo in Venice.
Fantastic. Where's she moving?
She's moving to New York City. New York City? Somebody get a rope. TMZ says that that random guy who showed up at her house on New Year's Eve Day freaked her out so much that she's currently staying at the Chateau Marmont Hotel.
Right.
And is thinking of relocating to the East Coast.
Because there's no crazy people on the East Coast?
Well, maybe she needs a change of venue.
Huh. Maybe a little more security in some buildings in New York than that place in Venice, which looked pretty transparent.
Pretty open, yeah. Now, sadly, bystanders at the Chateau Marmont say she may be up to her old tricks.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, she made numerous trips to the bathroom.
Hmm.
Her eyes were glassy, according to onlookers. Her nose was red. She was not asked to lead Santa's sleigh that night, by the way. And her words seemed slurred, and she seemed to be on something, say witnesses at the Chateau Marmont.
Maybe New York will be good for her. You can't get any of that there.
That's true. There are no drugs. Wait a minute. Although, don't you think? Now, look, she very may well be off the wagon, but don't you think if you're Lindsay Lohan and people see you in a club, automatically there's assumption that something's up.
Of course.
Right. So she could have just had a cold or something, and people are already going to jump to that conclusion. So some of these reports I find spurious, but we'll have to wait and see how things go.
There's also a history, though, of a lot of these stories coming true with certain people.
That's true, too.
So,
and while we're talking about drugs and women, Frances Bean Cobain, that poor kid. She, of course, the daughter of Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain. Details now are coming out about why she was granted a restraining order against her mother.
Yeah.
TheFix.com has the report online, and it says Frances told the court that her mother had been taking drugs for as long as I can remember, she said. As far as she knew, Frances said, her mother was existing off of Xanax, Adderall, Sonata, Abilify, sugar, and cigarettes, and that's it.
Wow.
She said she started three accidental fires nodding off while smoking in the house.
Wow.
And that's when she decided it was time to leave. One of the other straws that broke the camel's back, Frances said she was dragged to one of Courtney's boyfriend's homes in the middle of the night. And her mother stood in front of the house screaming, throwing rocks at the place and threatening to burn it down.
That isn't good for you.
Didn't we hear that story?
Yeah.
That's not where you want the kid.
No. Worst accusation of all is that Courtney allegedly is a hoarder.
Uh-oh.
Frances claims the family cat died after getting tangled up in piles of trash.
Oh, God.
Wow.
While the dog died from swallowing some of Courtney's pills that she's left laying around on the floor.
Wow.
So Frances thinks it's best for her to stay away from mom.
She's a grown-up now, right? She's moved out.
Frances, yes.
She's of age, right?
Yes, yeah. She is.
And got Kurt's money at a certain point, like when she turned 18 or something, right?
Yeah.
So she's fine. She doesn't ever need to talk to her mom again.
No, but it's just so tragic.
It is sad.
You count on your mom to protect you from stuff like
that. A lot of damage that can happen in those years.
Not to participate.
Yeah.
And we may now know who Kelly Ripa will be teamed with on her live daytime talk show now that Regis is gone.
Thank God, well, because Kevin, I'm still not going to watch.
There has been furious speculation as to who will take over and sit next to Kelly.
That's correct.
On that morning show. Our own Psycho Mike Catherwood, his name was bandied about for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Gosling,
I think, was one of the potential hosts.
Is that the worst clip we have, technically?
Yeah, I think so.
I think your Britney clip still wins.
Yeah, so
that's close. Maybe.
Howie Mandel. How's Howie Mandel for you? How do you like Howie Mandel?
Terrible.
How do you like some Howie Mandel?
No.
Is he the one?
And I'm a fan of that show. No, please.
He's a fan of that show.
90% chance he'll feed Phil Regis's shoes.
Is that right?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
I was hoping for Probst, to be honest.
Ah, the Probster.
He's an excellent host. He's great when he fills in. He seems like a guy who covers all the bases of all the things you need on that show. He's a funny guy. He's an interesting guy. He's a good interview. I was hoping he would get it.
But Proby's getting his own TV show. He's getting his own daytime talk show.
I know. I'm not as thrilled with Howie Mandel. Well, I don't have anything against Howie.
We'll let them know.
I just don't. I mean,
Howie's way likable, though.
He's very likable. Yeah.
I think he'll be suitable.
I don't have the category of people I wish got that job.
I don't either.
Except for Psycho Mike, maybe.
He won't be shaking a lot of guests' hands. I know that much. There'll be a lot of fist bumping going on in that show.
True. Wait.
Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
Oh, Bob Saget!
That's who should be doing.
Bob Saget, I don't think, is the answer to my trivia question.
No, we have Brian.
Brian?
Hello.
How much is Maggie worth when they scan her at the supermarket in the opening of The Simpsons?
$847.63.
Wow, you say it like just so boring. Like everyone knows that. You're absolutely right. $847.63. Hold on, Brian. We're going to give you a little details, but you are entered to possibly win $10,500 in the Ultimate Fan Challenge thanks to the folks at The Simpsons.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on. Today's celebrity birthdays, Dwayne the Dog Chapman, Dog the Bounty Hunter. 59 years old today. Christie Brinkley celebrates her 58th birthday. Robert DeLeo, bassist for the Stone Temple Pilots, celebrates his 46th birthday. And Shakira is 35 years old today.
She's the hottest midget alive.
She really is. You know, I know she's 35.
Yeah.
Her hips told me. And I believe her. Because you know why?
Right.
File. Preemptive file.
Not because I looked it up and she's 35. Oh, okay. That's right, yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Thursday. Adam Carolla coming up in minutes here. And then we're going to, is it later this hour, we're going to talk to the guy who wants to get a beer mug tattoo?
Yes. Among other things, yes.
That that concerns me
awesome!
A great deal.
Awesome! Yeah, best idea ever.
Let me tell you about the way to work a career here. Let me tell you about a young man named Michael B. Jordan who's on the phone. He'll join us in one moment here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let me tell you about a guy who, I don't know how old he is. He looks young. But he's already been at one of the stars of The Wire, one of the stars of Friday Night Lights, and one of the stars of Parenthood. He's in theaters now in a film called Red Tails that just opened up this past week, and he's got a new movie opening tomorrow called Chronicle. What about that? How's that for a career?
He's doing something right.
That's not
he's
bad.
Doing something right. Michael B. Jordan, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you? That was a huge introduction.
It was a big one.
It was.
Big fat waste of time.
I love that. That was like Michael Jordan playing for the Bulls. That was better than his, like, you know, coming out for the opening.
Well, it's great to have you. How are you, man? I can tell from your Twitter feed that you are actually, personally, no Hollywood BS excited about people finally getting to see this Chronicles movie.
I'm really excited, man. We've had a lot of fun making the movie, so I'm hoping everybody enjoys it just as much as we had, you know, as much fun as we had making it.
It looks, first of all, it's a great plot line. Superpowers, everybody loves superpowers. Who doesn't? And telekinesis, I think you're right, is the coolest superpower. But it looks like it was shot in such an interesting way. Like, well, tell us about that. Tell us how they put this thing together.
Well, you know, most, you know, they put Chronicle in a box of like a found footage movie, but it's not your typical found footage film. It's actually shot through this one kid's camera. You know, like he's basically been chronicling his life, you know,
right?
Like, as most kids do nowadays via Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. And
let me just interrupt you here and ask you if the kid that has the camera can hold it still.
Well, the thing is, we telekinetically learn how to float the camera.
Ah.
So it's not like a you know, a Cloverfield, you know, not to, you know, throw any dirt on anybody.
Got it.
But, you know, it's like, you know, it's really shaky and kind of like unsteady hand. But
right.
Us, we have a lot of smooth, like, jib shots, a lot of cool angles. It's really interesting. It's going to be a treat for you guys.
Fantastic.
But here's what I don't understand. How old are you and your friends in the movie playing? You guys are high schoolers, right?
Yeah, high school. So we're about, you know, we're 18. We're seniors in high school.
Okay, how do you ever get to the point where you're making cars veer off the road and get away from what you would be using this power for in real life, which is making girls' clothes fall off?
Did you see the trailer?
I saw that 1 second in the trailer. I hope there's more in the movie.
Of course, we try not to like give away too much in the trailer, so we have, you know, a lot of like cool stuff for in the actual movie, but. That's what's so different about this film. It's grounded. It's what real kids would do if they had telekinetic powers in high school. So
I was thinking about that. If I had those powers when I was 18, I'd be in jail.
You would have charges right now. I think you'd be a felon.
I'd be in jail for life.
Michael, what is it about you? I don't know much about your early years, but what is it about you that has made you make such great choices? So many people, when they're getting started in show business, have to take a lot of crappy roles. It seems like you missed all of that and have just been doing A-plus material since you started in the business. How have you been so lucky?
You know, I was born, and one of my nicknames my mom gave me was Lucky Boy. You know, I've honestly been rolling sevens as far as my career is concerned. In my recent years, it hasn't been a matter of choice. It's just been a matter of the roles that were, you know, kind of presented to me or got put in my path. And I've just been fortunate enough to knock them down and actually, you know, and book those roles. You know, unfortunately, there have been memorable characters like Wallace from The Wire or Vince from Friday Night Lights and Parenthood, and it's just kind of carved this, you know, this cool little path for me.
So this, your interaction in all of this has just been, yeah, okay.
No, I'm super excited. I know, you know, if it's for you, it's for you. That's kind of how I feel. That's my outlook on the business. You know, you have so many people from all across the country moving to L.A., to, you know, to try to make, you know, follow their dreams and try to make something happen. And, you know, everybody can be successful. And it's either in your stars or it isn't. And I've just been extremely blessed, and it's been working out for me.
I mean, when you're 14 years old and you sign up to be an actor on The Wire, and at this time, you know, nobody knows that it's going to become one of the most loved television shows of all time. I mean, you just have to just be hitting yourself in the head going, how did this happen? How did I luck into this thing, right?
We were supposed to be canceled after the first season. So who knew that it was going to turn into one of these cult, you know, classics that everybody, you know, deemed to be one of the best shows that's, you know, ever happened to be on television. So it just happened to work out that way, man.
We are talking to Michael B. Jordan here on The Kevin Bean Show. His new film opens up everywhere called Tomorrow. It is called Chronicle. Hey, I have to ask you, and this is no bad pun because of your name, but I have to ask you one basketball question because I saw your tweet earlier today. Why are you hating on the Clippers, man? What's up with you and CP3?
No, I love it. No. That was just, I guess sarcasm doesn't read well over tweets. As a basketball player, that is so disrespectful to have a team just to throw an alley-oop on the first play of the game. Like, that's just like... You're in for a long night. That's pretty much what he just said.
In other words, you think they were showing up Utah rather than letting the game just kind of come to them.
Almost definitely. I mean, I think Blake Griffin made that apparent when he started to dunk on everybody from Paul Millsap to Al Jefferson. That guy is a freaking nature.
This is a team that has been alley-ooped on for 50 years straight. So this is their time.
You know what? I'm right. I'm with you because I'm not a
Yeah, there are a lot of people that aren't. That's all right. You could be wrong. No, but I'm saying the Clippers, really, I mean, let's be honest. They should be destroying everybody if they can because they got to get it in before, you know, before
all their good players get traded
before they decide to leave.
Yeah. Exactly. They're young. They're going to be good for a while.
I hear you.
They're going
to
be good.
All right. We're out of time here, and I know you got to go, too. What a treat to talk to you, man. Like I said, we're big fans. We're so happy to have you on. This movie does look awesome. It looks right up the alley of Kevin and Bean fans. I think they're going to love it. It is called Chronicle, opening up everywhere tomorrow. Michael B. Jordan, you're welcome back anytime, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
And I appreciate you guys. You have a good morning.
Thank you. A little something for everybody on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including the president himself, Mr. Dana White, talking UFC 143 in 3D, ladies and gentlemen. Also, hey, where's Katie Morgan in 3D? That's my question.
She'll be here in 3D in our studio.
Yes, she will. Is going to be appearing at the John Lovitz Theater tomorrow night.
She'll
be telling us all about that coming up on today's show.
Never do that again.
And the hunky Dr. Drew will be here too. First, though, what's this drunken fool that we have to talk to? What's this all about?
We got an Afro call, and we want to follow up on it. This is the call that we got.
Kevin, I need you on board because I really want to do this. And I want you to tell me if it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Now, just listening to his voice, what's your take on good idea or bad idea?
I would say if it's a good idea now, it'll be a good idea tomorrow when you sober up, sir. That's the criteria.
But I was thinking, I have Michael Mike tattooed on my arm. Your mug is pretty cool, even though that Beam yells at him every freaking day. And I want to put him his face right next to Psycho Mike. Now, when you guys get rid of him, hopefully you bring in another cool...
Okay, now he's changing the whole
new plan. Yeah. Okay.
Remember strike what that. I said? Forget that part. Okay, now let's start again.
Beer Mug, Ralph, and Kevin Smith, because he is a part of this
show?
A part of this
world?
Group. Those four group. People I want on my arm, and it would be like a metal Rushmore. We do it Arm Rushmore.
It would be Arm Rushmore.
K-pop show. Kevin and Bean show. Call me back. Tell me. I think that's a good idea. 551. God, glory to you. Yeah.
Okay.
This is Bobby. Tell me that. Tell me that's a good idea.
I'm exhausted just listening to this message. I don't think I can talk to this guy.
Look, it goes on, but I think we got the gist.
We have Bobby on the phone, but he knows it's not a good idea. Clearly, like you suggested, Ralph, he sobered up and he realized that was just a stupid call. Robbie, we're over it, right? We can move on and say goodbye.
Robbie,
I'm here.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, do you recognize yourself in that call?
Uh-huh.
Say, wow, I was loaded. That was an embarrassment.
Wow, I can't get that high before I call.
No.
Okay, good. You realize?
Did we wake you up, Robbie? Is this a bad time?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay. Right. Pay attention, young man. Speak up. Now, come on. We're doing a radio show here.
You realize that the tattoos are a bad idea, though.
No, you guys have seen me. I mean, I love tattoos.
Yeah, well, there's a million things on this planet that you can get before the things you mentioned in that phone call.
Okay, so you got Psycho Mike on your arm.
Bad idea.
That's a bad idea to begin with. But okay.
Nope. That's committed.
Okay. You're happy with that. That's good.
All right, let me ask you about that, because this was my fear at the time, and I believe I expressed this to you, Robbie. You were a fan of Psycho Mike. He was on the Kevin and Bean Show. You enjoyed listening to him. Now that he's gone and you don't ever hear him on the program anymore, don't you feel like even that tattoo is a little bit outdated, or are you such a fan that you followed him to Loveline, you still enjoy him every night?
No, I'm in bed by the time Loveline comes around.
All right, so now you've got a guy who used to be on the radio on your arm, though.
Yeah, but every time he's on TV, I make sure that I DVR it and I get to see it.
Okay. You know? Okay, so you don't regret the Psycho Mike tattoo, so maybe you got lucky with that one. What on earth makes you think that you're going to have a lifelong love affair with Beer Mug and his talent?
Well, here's the thing. The Mount Rushmore, the arm Rushmore, is made up of three people. Ralph Garman, funny as hell. Kevin Smith, funny as hell, talented as hell. And then we get to Beer Mug.
Mm-hmm. And
that's my point. I'm done with my point.
It's because, you know, I know what Beer Mug goes through every day when he works for somebody and somebody's constantly riding your ass all day, right. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. True, so that's tough.
That's why I relate to him.
So I just send him a box of chocolates or something. Why don't you do some nice gesture for Beer Mug? Put him on your arm. It helps him not.
But let me just back up and say, Bean doesn't just yell at him to yell at him. About 99% of the time, Beer Mug effed up.
Yeah, I know.
Look how hard it was for us to even get you on the phone so we could hear you. I mean, that's Beer Mug in action. In the last 5 minutes, he's made me furious. Look, Beer Mug has a girlfriend for the last 4 years. She wouldn't get a tattoo of him. And she's sleeping with him, okay? Because even she knows there's a limited shelf life on a guy like Beer Mug. He has an expiration date, and I hope it's soon. You should know that, too.
Thanks, Bean. I'm glad to...
All right, so you know what, like what Bean has to say. Okay, so the Mount Rushmore, this is the top three funny guys.
Well, and Mike, too. There's four.
And Mike,
this
right.
is adding to the Mike tattoo.
So you got your Ralph, you got your Kevin Smith, you got your Mike. Now, you may feel bad for Beer Mug. You may identify with the fact that somebody makes mistakes and then gets yelled at. But is he one of the four funniest? Should he be on the Mount Rushmore of comedy of the arm or whatever
Armmore.
It is?
Armmore.
I mean, really?
Arm Rushmore.
What is it that...
Rush arm.
What is it that... Because everybody would look at it. Anyone that knows would go, what are you doing with Beer Mug there? What's that? Why?
Especially since you've stepped outside the Kevin and Bean Show, the immediate family, and expanded it to include, you know, frequent guest Kevin Smith. If you're going to do that, why not put Jay Moore on instead or Joe Rogan instead of Beer Mug? I mean, there's lots of other people that aren't on the Kevin and Bean Show if you want to put somebody funny there.
There are a lot of people that aren't Beer Mug.
Right.
Okay. Okay. We'll edge off Beer Mug, even though I like him so much.
All right. Mission accomplished.
How can you like him so much? He says like 8 things a week, and they're all bad.
Look, Rob, got it.
Robbie, I know exactly.
Robbie, what's up, man? Beer Mug here.
Hey.
How you doing, dude? Thank you for your support. But I'm going to have to go with everybody on this. I do not belong on that Mount Rushmore of comedy.
Okay, all right.
You could get...
I'll do something for you later, but yeah, let's go. You know what?
Put Kevin Ryder on your ass.
Let's put Kevin Ryder right there.
No, but listen.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Now, is this intentionally funny Mount Rushmore, or is this the by accident funny Mount Rushmore?
No, I'm not. Listen, you haven't heard me suggest me. You haven't heard Bean suggest Bean.
No.
You haven't heard Lisa. We're not arguing with anything you're saying except for Ralph's funny, Kevin Smith deserves it, other people deserve it.
I don't deserve to be on an arm. There's a lot funnier people out there than me.
Well, none of us deserve to be on an arm. Let's start with that.
No way. There is nobody out there that is funnier than you, Ralph, because all your voices, the bad animal calls, I think Ralph's funny too.
I like me. Don't get me wrong. I think I have very many serviceable talents, but I don't belong in a tattoo or on a Mount Rushmore of comedy.
That isn't good for you.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
All right. All right. So you got Ralph. We're gonna have to leave it there for right now. But listen, Robbie, here's what you need to do. Stop it. That's what you need to do.
Look around you, and then just point at something and get that tattooed on you instead. You'll be much better off.
A lamp, the cat, whatever it is. You'll be happy.
A rug, a pillow, a mailbox.
The Mount Rushmore, the next four things you see.
A Bed Bath & Beyond coupon. Anything laying around the house. Just pick that. You'll be better off.
No, you guys are the best.
All right.
Thank you for
your
support.
No thanks, Robbie. People.
You have bad ideas. Thank you. Well, with the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, it's time to revisit the worst sports bet you ever lost. How horrible was that payoff? You'll never forget it. We're going to take your calls coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
I believe it was Winston Churchill who once said, Spider-Man. Does whatever a spider can.
That was not...
Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out! Here comes the Spider-Man.
Was that Winston Churchill?
I believe it was. Oh. After the first bombing of Britain.
I need to study.
Yeah. I am hosting a very special event celebrating The Amazing Spider-Man. New movie coming out later this year. One of the most anticipated films of the year. I am hosting a sneak peek with never-before-seen footage. It's all happening at AMC Century City on Monday, February the 6th. It's a worldwide event. We're going to be doing this simultaneously around the world at the same time. Not only will you see footage from the brand new movie that no one else has seen, but there will be some very special surprises that everyone will be talking about after the fact. These tickets were given away online by Sony. They don't exist anymore. The only ones that exist are here. With me.
Okay.
And I'm giving them to you. If you're a Spider-Man fan, here's your trivia question. If you know the answer, be the first caller to get through at 1-800-520-1067. And you will get to attend this very special event. Stan Lee, of course, famously created Spider-Man.
True.
That is true. Oh. But not nearly as celebrated, yet equally responsible, was the very talented artist who drew Spider-Man. The co-creator of Spider-Man. Give me the name of that comic book artist right now. 1-800-520-1067. And you will be attending the Amazing Spider-Man special event with myself. Things turned out well for Glee on Tuesday night. Very clever of them to do their Michael Jackson tribute. The show had its highest rating since its premiere this season.
Wow.
Over 9 million total viewers.
9 million.
For Glee. This
week. That's a lot of people to disappoint.
Oh, come on now. You know what was good news was, whatever with Glee, but New Girl, which follows Glee,
yeah,
benefited from that bump as well. So it had record numbers as well. So
good.
Good news for that Zooey Deschanel series. I love her so much. Did you see the episode this week?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Laugh out loud funny.
All of them.
I agree.
What an amazing cast. And the writing is so clever on that show.
And the casting, though, every character is so great on that show.
I mean, Schmidt is brilliant. He's like
not only well written, but all the actors on that show are outstanding. Just it's not like you've got one star and then a bunch of people that are interchangeable. Yeah. They are all tremendous.
Even her smoking hot friend, the model, she's a great comic actress. Just a super super talented group over there. But Schmidt for me is like the Kramer on Seinfeld. He's like the breakout character for me where I just cannot wait to hear the next thing that comes out of his mouth. He kills me.
Because you know it's going to be horrible.
The stuff about the damp towel he was doing this week is just the funniest thing ever. While we're talking about television, good news for those of us who watch Showtime. William H. Macy's Shameless has been renewed already by Showtime for another season. David Duchovny's Californication will get a sixth season. And House of Lies with Don Cheadle and Kristen Bell has been renewed as well.
Fantastic.
So good news for all those shows over there.
Until they see Kristen Bell in that whale movie, and then no one's going to want to hire her.
These whales are going to die! You can't go in there and go swimming with those whales. You try and stop me! I'm going to swim with Fred and Wilma and Pebbles!
Wait, is that Kristen Bell? I thought that was someone else.
She's in it. She plays a reporter in it.
Oh, okay.
These whales behind me are going to die if they don't get their way to the ocean. This entire town is cutting a path through the ice.
Tomorrow, big miracle.
It looks like a parody.
Let's all go.
It looks like a parody when you see the big miracle trailer.
It does. It looks like MILF Island on 30 Rock. It looks like one of those.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Wait, you want your winner?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Of course I do. Matt. I believe it's Matt on line 4 who has the answer.
Really?
How dare you, sir. Matt.
Yes.
Hey, Matt. Who was the co-creator of Spider-Man?
It's Steve Ditko.
The legendary Steve Ditko. Absolutely correct, sir. Why are you smirking, Kevin? Steve Ditko is a legend.
His phone is so bad.
Steve Ditko.
Yes, correct.
Steve Ditko is a legend. And Matt knew the answer. Hold on, Matt. We're going to give you all the details, but congratulations. You're going to see footage from The Amazing Spider-Man that no one else has seen before.
See what I'm saying?
He's underneath. He's trying to help the whales.
He's trapped under the ice.
He's trapped under the ice trying to rescue the whales. Today's celebrity birthday is Dog the Bounty Hunter. Dwayne the Dog Chapman is 59 years old.
Does he still do that show, Ralph?
He sure does.
Boy, it has really been off the radar lately, hasn't it?
Good numbers, though. I mean, not a pop culture phenomenon like it was when it started, but it still does very well for A&E, I guess is the network that airs that. Christie Brinkley, former supermodel, is 58 years old. She is aging well, that Christie Brinkley. Robert DeLeo of Stone Temple Pilots is 46, and Shakira celebrates her 35th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman, and Walk the Showbiz.
Away.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock.
That's not sounding very good lately, by the way. I don't know. Somebody should take a look at what's going on. Yeah, it didn't sound too good there. Yeah. That's rough. Dr. Drew later this hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Dana White from the UFC coming up. And your chance, of course, to qualify to go see Korn in Amsterdam on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show. It's destination number 5 of the K-Rock World Tour 2012.
Betting with money is illegal, and so we would say don't do that.
Yes.
Having said that,
everyone
bets. Very convincing, Kevin. Nice job. Let's be honest. Everyone bets, especially on this weekend. Mm-hmm. But Dave and I had a bet about the Lakers. What's her name?
Clippers.
Yeah, Clippers, right? About
Really?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay, good.
About their last game, because, you know, Dave's a big Clipper fan, or a Laker hater, as I like to call him. And he ended up losing. So tell people what you did yesterday. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take some phone calls from you if you lost a sports bet. The bigger, the better. It can be Super Bowl related. It can also be, who knows, you bet on the baseball, the World Series. Maybe you bet on UFC, whatever. Whatever you bet on, but you lost and it turned out terrible.
Well, Money came up with the great bet that if I lost, I had to go to Lake Arrowhead and take pictures.
Right.
So there was nothing better than going up to Lake Arrowhead, taking 6 hours on a Wednesday afternoon.
It took you 6 hours to get there and back?
Yeah, okay, 6 hours.
Good, excellent.
So just to take maybe 10, 11 photos and then come right back. I spent maybe 15, 20 minutes at Lake Arrowhead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, you know, traffic to San Bernardino is not light.
No, it doesn't.
It's pretty heavy.
It doesn't flow, if that's what you're saying.
But at least now he knows there's actually a lake there.
Mm-hmm. He didn't know that before, so that's worth it.
Did you know it's a man-made lake?
No, I didn't. I didn't really pay that much attention.
You tried to fake us out last week with a Photoshop version of this, but yeah, did you actually go to Lake Arrowhead this time and post it at KROQ.com so people can see you paid off your bet?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And, man, it's... You know, I usually like to bet for money.
Mm-hmm.
This was worse.
But we don't bet for money because it's illegal.
Not in California. I go to, you know, bet with Vegas.
I see what you're saying. Sure.
But this was much, much worse because just wasting time, sitting there in traffic, that's what sucks.
Yeah,
and that's why this bet, these type of bets are even funnier.
Yeah, that is why they work the best. I don't know if you've seen the 50 Cent Super Bowl bet. 50 Cent's been talking back and forth. Apparently he bet on the Giants to win the conference and go to the Super Bowl. And he bet... Let's see if I can find the number here. $500,000 and won it. And so then somebody else Twittered him back and said, let's bet on the Super Bowl. He said, fine. The new bet is he will twit pick his unit, his G unit, and and she will twit pick a picture of her boobs and her face.
Oh, and her face.
Yeah, I'd like to suggest that perhaps he tweet his face as well, as you can find those pictures anywhere.
Good point.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But
anyway,
that's their bet, is whichever one loses puts a picture up of themselves naked.
That's a fun bet.
Time to start following that girl.
Yep.
Yeah, no kidding. Right. So this is what we're looking for. I mean, what was his, what's his face? Jason, who's our guy from American Pie? Remember he had to come down to the K-Rock parking lot and wash Ralph's car, if I recall.
Jason Biggs.
Jason Biggs, right, because he had a bet. I think it was a Giants
in a Giants cheerleading outfit.
That's right. And he did it.
So, and I've always said, and I know that, you know, everybody knows this, but they, as Lisa pointed out, they, you know, you bet with your heart and you're convinced that your team is going to win and you don't want to think about what happens if you lose. You have to pay off the bet, but don't bet something if you're not willing to do it. If you really, really, really will hate it, I say just don't bet it. That's
no,
what I say.
Bet it. That's the fun of it, because then your entire life seems to be riding on the game. It makes it so much more interesting.
Yeah, it does. It makes it way more fun.
Yeah.
So 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. It can be Super Bowl related, like maybe you've got even, you know, maybe you have a bet, you know, this weekend or something like that. But you've failed in the past. We want to hear about your Super Bowl related tragedy, but also it could be any other sporting event. 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Karen. She's going to get us going. I think she's got a hockey bet to tell us about.
Karen.
Hey guys. So I betted on the Dallas and Ducks game last night and ended up losing $80, and I had to run around naked around my neighborhood.
You
had
to run. That's what I'm talking about.
You have, first of all, you're a chick that's betting on hockey. That's super hot.
You're awesome.
Second of all, you ran around the neighborhood naked. Did you wait till it was completely dark and you looked out a couple times to make sure there was no one there?
Well, not only that, but I had to have a couple shots of me before I went around.
Sure, yeah.
So, but I did do it, and there were pictures, but they are not going anywhere.
Well, I mean, we have to see them to make sure you're telling the truth.
Well, Karen, of course, maybe.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. If you're a chick who likes hockey, so you're automatically hot, why did you have to put money in the bet at all? Why couldn't it have just been you running around naked? Why the $80 too? That's overkill.
Well, I need to make money, but apparently I lost it last night. So, yeah. I mean,
yeah, that's
what
not...
am I supposed to do?
Are you going to bet on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm hoping for the Patriots, actually.
All right.
I'll get the Giants.
Who's going to run around naked? Who did you bet against last night, Karen?
Well, I bet against Dallas.
No. I mean, who in your friend, boyfriend, husband, what?
Oh, my boyfriend betted for Dallas.
Yeah. Okay, and what did he have to do if you had won the bet? What was he going to have to do? Was he also going to have to run around naked?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
He made a better bet. But congratulations, and at least you paid it off. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Again, won't know for sure till we see photos, but I'm just saying.
That's an awesome bet. Those are never leaving my phone.
In theory, I'm just saying. And say in theory, that's all.
You get text messages. Thank you, Karen. We appreciate it. Let's try Aaron now, line 2, 1-800-520-1067. You lost the bet. Still can't believe you had to do what? That's the topic here on the Kevin Demean Show. Aaron, go ahead.
I had to have my entire body shaved from the neck down.
Oh, wow.
Entire body shaved from the neck down.
What was the sporting event?
It was Steelers, I think, versus Browns a couple years ago. My wife and her best friend are Steelers fans.
Right.
And so if the Steelers were down by like 20 in the third quarter, so I was like, okay, I'll bet against the Steelers. I hate them enough.
Oh, you took the bet at that point in the third quarter?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so the Steelers came back, won the game, and I got shaved.
Unbelievable. Now, what were they going to have to do if you had won the bet?
I was going to have both of them together give me some...
That would have been so much better.
You had a threesome bet going?
Well, not full threesome, just oral.
Understood. Like, yes, understood.
That's good enough.
Yeah, and all of a sudden the Steelers come back 20 in the fourth quarter or something.
Effing Steelers, man.
It's so funny how much you hated the Steelers when you made the bet. Can you imagine how much Aaron hates the Steelers now?
Exactly.
All right, thank you, Aaron. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. You lost a bet, any kind of sports bet, and it was painful to pay off. Give us a call right now, and we'll talk to you next on the Kevin. We are talking about bets. You lost sports bets. And people tend to bet huge when they bet sports, especially the bigger the event. Mm-hmm. Like this weekend, if you're betting on the Super Bowl, you probably are making a bigger bet, a more ridiculous bet than you would on a normal game.
You bet with your heart, too, a lot of times when it comes to a big, big game because you want it so much.
Did you know there's a lake? I mean, there's a plane at the bottom of Lake Arrowhead.
Dave learned a lot about Lake Arrowhead yesterday.
He's full of facts now. I can't believe how much he knows.
He has a lot of bad bet stories, too. We'll get
to Lake Arrowhead was first settled by the Mormons.
Okay.
Dave had to drive to Lake Arrowhead yesterday because he lost his most recent bet with the Lakers-Clippers game. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You had to pay off a sports bet that you lost. Kevin, you're going to love this from our frequent Kevin and Bean contributor, Hector. He's got a soccer wager.
Oh.
I have a cousin who's a Manchester United hater. He bet me that Arsenal would beat Manchester United in a league match. He was so sure that he would win that on top of the 20 credits we bet, he also said that if he lost, he would let me cut his hair. Well, I won. Instead of just cutting his hair off, making him bald, I left it long around the ends and shaved the top off like he was bald. He had to go to work and family events like that for 2 weeks before I let him shave his whole head. So he gave him the worst possible haircut, which I think is fantastic.
Awesome. That is funny. Arsenal's good. They're no Manchester United. That's a dumb bet on that guy's part.
But any given Sunday, like they say, you know? Let's take Robbie while we're on the subject of hair, of what you could do with hair in a bet. Robbie, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. You got a football bet for us, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was a mid-season NFL bet. I'm a Vikings fan. A buddy that I work with is a Jets fan. So I said, oh, the Vikings are going to beat him, no problem. So he said if Jets lost, he'd shave his head.
Okay.
However, unfortunately, the Vikings lost, and I had to grow and wear a Ron Jeremy porn mustache through the rest of the season and
sweet.
After the Super Bowl.
Sweet.
You had to wear it all the way to the end of the season.
That's great.
Oh,
and by the way,
it was great for everybody
and
else.
The chicks dig that, don't they?
I had a girl come up to me afterwards, say that she didn't want to say anything at the time, but she thought I looked like a molester.
yeah. That porn mustache, man, it's tough. That's tough to pull off.
I didn't want to say anything at the time. All right.
Thank you very much for the call. One more on the hair topic, and then I want to hear from you, Dave. What other bad bets you've made? Sergio writes, greetings from New Mexico. My friends and I made a bet. I think it was for the Super Bowl. The loser had to get his armpits waxed. Here's the video. I don't think I'm going to be clicking on that.
No.
Oh, see but that? Again, speaking don't, of don't bet like that.
Speaking of waxed.
Oh, man. Bad memories.
Here's the thing about Dave, King of Mexico. He is not a good bettor, and he's lost a lot of bets, and this is a really bad one.
Yeah, I bet Ralph the Falcons were playing the Eagles in a playoffs, and, you know, the Eagles won, so I had to get a Brazilian wax.
I don't even remember that, Dave.
Do you remember
really?
That? Yeah. And let's just say there was blood.
Oh!
There was blood.
That is not what you want to hear.
You do not.
All right.
That isn't good for you.
Put me in the mindset of somebody who would make that bet, Dave. I know that you love your team. I get that you're a Falcons fan, but you had to know the possibility exists you were going to lose it.
The Eagles were playing good then. That was a stupid bet.
Well, you know, we had Mike Vick, and Mike Vick couldn't be stopped. Well, he got stopped, and I lost hair. A lot of it.
Lots of it. Oh, that must have hurt for how long? Like, for was it a week?
Two weeks? Let me see. It was bleeding for about 2 days.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, you don't want to look down and see blood.
Ever.
I agree.
Once it
scabbed up, though, did the ladies then love it?
No.
Oh, smooth, like an eagle. Oh, nice.
Are you still?
Yeah, to this day.
Still got the Brazilian? Yeah, it's very sexy.
Lincoln Park, also the Black Keys, and because you demanded it, Local H. Coming up here on the Kevin Beach. I know, right?
I love the H.
Local H on the way, plus Death Cab for Cutie and so much more here on the Kevin Beach Show. By the way, porn star Katie Morgan joins us later on in the program. Is she retired, Ralph? She doesn't do the films anymore, right?
I think she still works.
Oh, does she? Okay.
I think so.
Right. Oh, she works. We will catch up with her coming up on the Kevin Bean Show. Tell you how you can see her live tomorrow night. I don't like that Ralph is in here with that grin on his face. I don't like that one little bit.
I am nothing but helpful.
Here's what happens. Is Ralph says, I need a secret break. And we say, okay, which one of us are you going to make fun of? And he says, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Just need it's a not secret- always me making fun of people.
Just put me in for a secret break. And we know Bean is either going to get beat up or I'm going to get beat up.
That is always the case.
You making fun of somebody.
That's
Ralph.
Ridiculous.
It really is always
the case.
I'm
just basing on the last 1,000 times you've done it.
I know my response when you say you need a secret break is, oh, no.
What did I do?
What did he find on me now?
You guys will be talking out of the other sides of your hat when I'm done with this break.
Okay, well, really? This is your secret break. You have it. What is it that you would like
to... This is me doing a service not only for the listeners but for you guys because I do consider myself the official historian of the Kevin and Bean Show.
You don't at all.
I do. I am the historian. I am the one who looks back through the archives and brings to the forefront historical moments in the Kevin and Bean Show that have been forgotten.
This is never good.
Sometimes it's work that you two have done together. Sometimes it's early work. It's like when I did The Evening with Adam West, and I looked back over his whole career.
Right, sure.
Now I'm doing it for Bean. I'm looking back over his whole career.
For Bean, okay.
Yes.
Oh, no. Let me just ask you a question on Bean's behalf. Have you ever done one of these secret breaks where Bean feels better about himself or about me, where I feel better about myself?
He should after this, when I play you some air checks from WPGC.
Yes! Flash Phillips.
This is a radio station Bean used to work at in the Washington, D.C. area.
This is before Flash Phillips.
This is when he was still Bean.
Oh, okay.
1984 is the date. We're looking back to 1984. And you may remember, we found a small air check from this time period many years ago. That's where this particular clip came from about Lionel Richie. It was coming out of a Lionel Richie
song. That's one for Burtonsville from Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
Oh, he's always been so corny. He's
Lionel Richie. He gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
And how are you going to come at me like
and
this?
And by the
Ralph?
Way, Bean turned off the microphone at that point and went, yes.
So that was that time period. I said, oh, that's just one little nugget of gold. We'll never be able to strike that vein again. Sure. Au contraire, mon frères.
How'd you come in contact with this video? Audio or whatever.
My investigator, Omar, DJ Omar Khan, was able to come up with a brand new. He hit gold, just another vein of these clips.
Sweet.
Never heard before.
Sweet. I hate this so much.
You know, Flashdance was a popular film back then.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the popular style at the time was to wear leg warmers, because she wore leg warmers when she was dancing around.
Right.
Listen to Bean work in the popular culture reference of the leg warmers into this next segment.
Oh, no.
Well, I found out one of life's truisms today.
Yes.
You know how the rumor has been
sorry,
for
I'm
years.
Sorry. I was stopping. These are misnumbered here. Let's go back, first of all, to this one. Let's start this again.
All right.
This is Bean talking about, you know how they say things are bigger in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
Well, I found out one of life's truisms today.
Yes.
You know how the rumor has been for years that everything from Texas is bigger and better, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's true. I got behind this enormous car. I don't know what kind it was. They had Texas license plate on it, mm-hmm. right? And the bumper sticker said, my other car is in the trunk. That's a big car.
That's a big car, and you can put a car inside the trunk of a car.
If that's an accurate bumper sticker, he's right.
That's a big car.
That's a big car.
I love the sidekick. Yeah. Texas is big. All yeah, right. It's big. Go ahead. Yeah.
Is that my role now?
That's your role. Okay, this is the Flashdance thing. This is the thing with the leg warmers.
All right.
Flashdance.
Sweet.
5DGC Fashion Factory. Picking up the tab for Walt Selling, a man who got carried away with the Flashdance movement. Got wing warmers for the airplane. I thought carried it too far.
Wow!
He was wearing wing warmers on his airplane.
Yeah,
not leg
me.
Warmers, wing
that's
warmers.
That's me throwing it to Walt Starling, who's the eye in the sky doing the traffic that day, I guess.
Wow, that was a stretch.
I have no memory of
this tape
at all, by the way.
Did you explain to him like what you were about to do, or did he have to figure that out on the fly?
Bean on WPGC, bringing you the weather update.
It clears up outside. Remember how it was raining like a big dog earlier? Well, no more.
It rains like a big dog.
Do big dogs rain?
That may have been a reference to how much they pee. I don't know. I have no memory of this
tape.
Okay.
All right. Good.
It's raining like a big dog. Apparently, WPGC changed its phone number at some point while Bean was there.
Okay.
And some of the listeners were still dialing the old number.
They were
so
confused.
Bean did a massive chunk on the new phone number for WPGC.
<All right.
laughs>
Yeah, we've been using 9595 for about, I guess it's 3 weeks, maybe a month now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Didn't cause any problems, did it?
No.
You're not starting to break out in a cold sweat or anything, are you? Having trouble sleeping at night, right? A loss of appetite all over the change of our phone number. Well, that's a dedicated fan. Well, now that you went to all the trouble to call us up, what can we do for you?
I think I forgot.
Oh.
Yeah, you went into your 9-minute chunk of the phone number, and the poor woman who's waiting to make a dedication forgot what she was talking about. You beat the information right out of her brain by your endless chunk about the phone number. We get it. It's changed. Yes, people are upset.
She kept trying to hold on to what she had to say.
Trying to
what
ask her,
say?
Her next Michael Jackson request.
Oh,
she
made
couldn't
another
get it out.
Joke. I forgot now. Ralph, I got to tell you something. This is going to really upset you, but we're about halfway through this. We're out of time.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's fine.
Here's
I think
what
it's
like
okay
to
leave it behind.
I'd like to suggest we take a break. We come back with the showbiz beat.
Yeah.
And then after the top of the hour,
we feel like we have to continue.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
We continue
I
to
do
play
have another half a dozen clips.
The
here.
Gold.
Come on.
That is Gene Baxter.
Bean,
I don't think
Bean, 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 Bean.
This is America.
WPGC.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
I'm not speaking with Ralph Garman anymore, Kevin, but if you'd go ahead and introduce his showbiz beat.
I am the historian. I'm trying to showcase your talent, even all those years ago, Bean, you still had it.
You're doing a service, as far as
I'm
concerned.
That's what I'm saying.
As long as it's about Bean.
That's right.
More coming up just after the top of the hour. First, it's time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
One of the most anticipated movies of the year is The Amazing Spider-Man. I am going to be hosting a very special event featuring never-before-seen footage from the film at the AMC Century City on Monday, February the 6th, around noon. It's going to be happening all around the world simultaneously.
but the hub of the event will be here in Los Angeles. I'll be hosting. We're going to show you footage. There's going to be some amazing surprises as well. This is the event that everyone's going to be talking about the day after it happens. You're going to read about it all over the internet, and you're going to want to say, I was there. And the only place you can get tickets, by the way, is with me. All the other ones are gone. So if you'd like to go, I want a real Spider-Man fan. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. Here's my trivia question. As you know, Spider-Man often has to battle six of his supervillains teaming up together against him, called the Sinister Six.
Sure.
It originated back in 1964, an Amazing Spider-Man annual number one. I need the lineup of the original Sinister Six. If you know the original, there's been many different lineups since. But well, the original Sinister Six lineup of supervillains, call right now, 1-800-520-1067.
I just like to clarify, if you get this correct, you are a super geek.
You stop it. It is a cool question. One. And everyone who knows Spidey knows how the Sinister Six came together.
And I'm saying this particular question will identify the super geek versus the geek.
Back to you. I want someone who appreciates seeing some advanced footage from
I'm
talking to you though, Kevin. Okay. And I have to agree with you that not only will we our winner not have a girlfriend or a wife, our winner will absolutely be a virgin this time around. Absolutely.
I think a girl's gonna win. Sure. That's how I feel. That's right. How strongly I feel.
Yep.
Hey, they're making another Romeo and Juliet movie.
Oh, thank God they've never done that.
Now, I would not be excited otherwise. But I'm excited by the cast.
Oh, okay.
British actor Douglas Booth, who played Boy George in the BBC drama about the Boy George, will be Romeo. Paul Giamatti will be Friar Lawrence. Ed Westwick will be Tybalt from Gossip Girls.
Uh-huh. The FBI!
And playing Juliet, True Grit star Hailee Steinfeld, who I haven't seen really since True Grit, and I loved her so much in that movie. I bet she's going to be great as Juliet. I know, Kevin. Your eyes glaze over when anyone mentions Shakespeare to you. But it's a fascinating story. It's very sort of soap opery. It's not a highfalutin thing at all. It's about sex and love and death and murder.
They're great stories. I agree. It's just the language is so hard for me to follow. I can't follow the English language spoken by people in this room.
Well, you remember
Elizabethan English.
The Leonardo DiCaprio one, though, they updated the language to be modern English. You liked that movie?
I did like that one, yeah.
So maybe it'd be that
they updated the language.
Madonna has announced that she won't be flashing her breasts at the Super Bowl halftime performance.
Thank God.
We all just dodged a bullet, people.
I already wrote a letter of complaint. Now I can have to go snatch it back out of the mail.
Yeah, she was joking about her performance halftime when she was talking about the set that she's going to do, which is all of her hits. She said, I won't be flashing my breasts. It's because she doesn't want to trip over anything on stage, so she wants to make sure that she keeps those girls locked up tight. Rachel Weisz is starring in a L'Oreal ad in the UK, which has just been banned.
Why?
Because they say she's too attractive in it.
It does look amazing. She looks super hot.
Misleadingly exaggerated, the British Advertising Standards Authority is ruling.
What does that mean? It
means she's been way too airbrushed.
Yeah, they've been starting banning
her. Oh, yeah.
In England now, if the claims are too unrealistic in your advertising, they'll just pull and say you can't advertise. In America, that would sink every company working.
Wow.
But in Britain, they say, no, look at her in real life and look at that photo. She looks like she's 20 years old and you're selling makeup and you're giving the impression that your makeup will make a woman 20 years younger. That's just not the case. You can't use that ad.
Wow.
They did that with, not that I'm talking to Ralph, Kevin, this is to you. They did that to Taylor Swift on her CoverGirl ad over there. They did the exact same thing. They pulled it and they said, look, CoverGirl may be a good makeup. It doesn't make you look like this. Stop it.
Wow, how about that?
So they won't get to see that anymore. She looks great in that ad, but she does look like it's her daughter in the ad.
She does.
It's a little uncanny. And sad news, Leslie Carter, sister of Nick and Aaron Carter, has passed away at the age of 25. TMZ.com says she was battling addiction to prescription drugs, including Xanax, and she may have overdosed. We won't know for a while yet, but she survived by her husband, Mike Ashton, and a 10-month-old daughter, Alyssa James.
Oh, wow.
Just brutal. That kills me.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan may be someone else's problem soon. She's going to be moving out of her condo in Venice Beach, California, and may be relocating to New York City.
No kidding.
I'll miss her. I'll miss falling over her when I walk down the street in Venice at 2:00 in the morning.
You know, the difference between New York City and here is that in New York City, their bars don't close till like 4:00.
Yeah, that may not be the best place for her to go. She should probably move to Salt Lake City, not New York City.
Apparently that stalker guy who showed up on New Year's Day at her house really freaked her out, so she's been staying at the Chateau Marmont Hotel now for a while.
Right.
And
no stalkers in New York, so that's good.
How is she affording the Chateau Marmont, by the way?
I don't know.
When she has no money.
Didn't she still owe them money?
I thought she did. I'll see when they would have her back.
She's checking out in trades.
Hey, what the? But you?
Pretty cool, though, wouldn't it?
Celebrity birthdays. I guess it would. She was looking pretty good these days. Dog the Bounty Hunter. What about the dogs, Michael? He's 59. Christie Blinkley's 58. Robert DeLeo of Stone Temple Pilots is 46. And Shakira turns 35. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do. And if we're to be believed, this is a woman.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
I rule.
Whose boyfriend right. put her on the phone
nope.
and said, give this answer.
I bet Morgan's a Spider-Man fan, aren't you, Morgan?
I am a Spider-Man fan.
God bless you, Morgan.
Three bills. Get a lot of time to catch up on Spider-Man without dating. I'll tell you that.
Stop it.
Are you between three and four bills?
No.
Four and five. I bet Morgan is lovely.
Why, thank you very much,
I bet
Ralph.
She is sexy as much as she is smart.
I'll bet you do.
Morgan, give me the original lineup for the Sinister Six.
Well, Dr. Octopus
right.
called together the Vulture.
Right.
Kraven the Hunter.
Right.
Electro.
Right.
The Master Illusionist Mysterio.
That's right.
And Sandman.
That's what I'm talking about, Morgan.
You sound hot.
She is
hot. I could not be more shocked by this.
I could not be more turned on than I am right now.
But you know the rule. The rule of radio is the hotter they sound, the not hotter they are in person.
Not in this case.
All right.
That's not true anymore.
That's right.
Listen, I didn't know you knew when it changed, but okay.
I think we should hire Morgan.
Can you do traffic, Morgan?
Excellent.
Morgan, I'll see you at the special event next Monday. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, okay?
Excellent.
You need three seats?
Stop it, Kevin.
Okay, hold on. She doesn't have two other friends either.
I hate you. It's bad enough.
Fatty.
We finally get a woman, but then you have to start slamming her.
But Ralph, no one takes it seriously because I have no idea what she looks like.
But she's hot.
She may be. That's
I'm
what
telling
makes
you,
my,
she is.
That's what makes my comments so stupid.
I'm going to meet Morgan on Monday.
Take
and
a
gonna,
picture.
And I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to bring her back. And we're all going to lust after her deeply.
Think she can be photographed, or will the camera just fall apart?
Oh, man.
Bring one of those panoramic ones.
Are we coming back with more bean clips, right?
We are. Yeah. More bean clips, yeah.
Okay, smartass. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time for some more highlights from Bean's past.
Actually,
and he's working at a station in Washington, D.C. What?
I'm delighted to say that we have to put that on hold because our good friend Dr. Drew Pinsky is on the phone for his regular Thursday visit, and then we're going to go back to Bean in 1985 so that I can be humiliated. Look, it's one thing to listen to the Kevin Bean Show today and go, how did those guys ever get a job? How did I ever get to the point where I was still in radio to get this job when you hear this tape that we're about to play, right?
I can't answer that, but I can't wait for it.
Dr. Drew, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I do not want to get in the way of that. Please play that tape.
No, we can't, Dr. Drew, because we have important stuff to talk to you about. You are doing a great job on the Life Changers show on the CW, and I know you got a new challenge for all of your viewers, and they should go to the Life Changers website on the CW and check out what that's all about. But I want to talk about a story you've been following a lot on the HLN show that I am really fascinated with. Tell us what's going on is it Leroy, New York, Doc?
Right, Leroy, New York. A bunch of girls in October suddenly turned up with a condition of sort of Tourette's-like syndrome, where they're twitching and having verbal outbursts, and about 16 girls have this. And, you know, we got involved in this story, and it's really kind of dramatic. In fact, one of the girls had a seizure right on the air right while I was interviewing.
Oh, man.
It was rough.
You couldn't have been more happy.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Well, the girl actually was. She said, you know, I talked to her afterwards. Actually, I talked to her mom afterwards, and she said, you know, I'm so glad that happened because I want people to understand what I go through every day.
There's
so much I have to deal with this thing. And people started calling it a conversion disorder or mass hysteria. Which it may be. I mean, or at least some component of it may be. They were seeing a good neurology group in New York. But these moms sort of approached me and went, you know, my instinct is there's something more going on here. And would you please kind of look into it? So we sort of called out on the air for marshaling resources, if anybody knows anything about maybe some toxic chemicals or infectious agents or something. You never know when these things can have some weird cause.
Right.
Well, Erin Brockovich turned up. Lo and behold, she had already been investigating this town because she discovered 2 miles from the school the largest trichloroethylene spill in America had occurred.
No kidding.
Yeah. And
it was a train derailment or something, a bunch of chemicals in the soil, but it was a long, long time ago, right, Doc?
Correct. It was in the 70s, but what she uncovered was a paper trail of what looks like complete incompetence, where the EPA had just sort of forgotten about this thing. And so she sent some, I sent some people, and her people went with us down to the site of the derailment and found this unbelievable collection of toxic drums just sitting out there. It's as though they had actually turned the what was supposed to be a site that was to be remediated into a toxic dump.
Nice.
And so, and then the there's all kinds of extraneous circumstances. The kid, the school sits on a natural gas well, which can concentrate this underground plume of TCE. It's all kinds of crazy stuff we're finding. So, lo and behold,
it sounds like somebody did it on purpose with a 30-year plan.
Not only that, well, when I first, I really thought it was, I'm not an extremist, and I was sort of skeptical of people like Erin Brockovich and stuff. But when you hear her data, it's like, oh my God, I'm afraid to go up there. I wouldn't want to go. I wouldn't want my kids in that school until.
But you are going up there to do some investigating, right?
Well, I was going to go up there. They're now not going to send me, but I'm still trying to get up there.
But Dr. Drew, let me ask you this. This is the thing that was most puzzling to me. Is it all high school age girls that are involved in the seizures and whatnot?
There's one boy. There's one 35-year-old nurse we uncovered too, and she has she pretty clearly has a conversion disorder though. But it's junior high and high school age kids that I interviewed several of them yesterday. They kind of knew each other and they kind of knew about these tics, but. It was not as though they were part of a tight-knit clique. And
okay, but when you talk about mass hysteria, and this is one of the other things that is fascinating to me, is this kind of like, and Lisa and I were talking about this off the air a little while ago, is this kind of like when one guy in a town sees a UFO, all of a sudden 20 other people come forward and say, oh yeah, I saw it too, because it's really more the power of suggestion than it is something that's real in some cases?
Well, that's what they're suggesting. For instance, if there's some sort of, toxic gas that spilled, you know, a couple people get exposed and 45 people show up in the emergency room with headaches.
Right.
You know, and that kind of thing does happen. And again, I'm suspicious. I've taken care of a lot of conversion disorder in my career, which is basically a physical expression of emotional states. It's the Salem witch trial was probably a mass hysteria episode, probably another conversion reaction. But I've taken care of so much of that back when I used to work at the psychiatric hospital that I actually would get like a physical reaction when I was around. I could feel a certain way, and I don't get that feeling when I'm around a lot, when I see a lot of these girls with this condition. So it was one of the things that made me want to kind of look further and see if there was something going on. And lo and behold, we came upon this toxic spill. So
amazing.
We're still investigating this thing on a daily basis, and it's a story that just expands.
Where are the
day.
People? Where are the people from 2005 who had this, and from 2000, and from 1995, going all the way back? If this stuff has been in the ground and in the air for so long,
well, the two things. One is Erin Brockovich, who's now in Europe. She has to come get her back here so we can keep this story going. Says that she has something like 100 other people who have lived in the area and the nearby town Caledonia with similar kinds of symptoms. She says they're cancer clusters in these towns, and the fact is that this, what they call an underground plume in the bedrock, this plume of TCE, which they actually know is there, has the potential to concentrate in certain water areas, in certain watersheds, and potentially on certain fields. And lo and behold, just prior to this outbreak, there had been a major rain and flood. And the parents had reported some sort of orange substance on the playing field, and a lot of these girls are cheerleaders.
Wow.
It's wild. It's just wild.
There's a lot of arrows pointing at that stuff.
Yeah. What about this orange goo on the field that we're cheering on?
Nope,
is there something wrong here?
Yeah, it's just a bad thing. So we're trying to pursue it, and we're trying not to get in the way of this tower. We're trying not to create a hysteria.
Is Julia Roberts poking around?
Not yet, but okay. There will be a series, probably a television series starring Julia Roberts.
Okay. That is fascinating. Look, I know we're out of time here, Dr. Drew, but one more question on this, and that is there some company that was responsible for the train accident all those years ago that potentially is going to have to pay out some huge insurance if it ends up being their fault?
Well, the train company, the rail company, is out of business, and the EPA sort of picked it up, and it's not clear to me that there's any – there's sort of a remnant insurance company that was involved in the cleanup. And, again, she produced all these documents where they're saying this is the biggest spill in history. You've got to take care of this. This is a major environmental disaster. And then it just stops. They just don't do anything. And, and there are people out there that are saying it's the EPA, it's the Environmental Protection Agency. And, by the way
– doing good work.
Well, let me just tell you, yesterday, day before yesterday, magically – all of a sudden, there was that toxic dump site with all the barrels where the train derailment originally occurred was suddenly full of EPA officers.
Oh, how about that? Interesting.
Yeah, they were taking samples. They were getting ready to get rid of the drums. So there is some action going on right now.
And some paper shredders.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you did a nice job of pointing the world's attention on this. Dr. Drew, of course, is a co-host of the nationally syndicated Loveline show right here on K-Rock 5 nights a week. You want to catch him on Life Changers every weekday afternoon at 3 and 3:30 on the CW, and then follow this story on the HLN show on CNN Headline News at 6. Thanks, Doc. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Come on, let's get back to what's important.
Yes, please.
For God's sakes, we haven't heard Local H before? Come on!
You are listening to the Kevin Abid Show here on a Thursday. UFC President Dana White joins us coming up in about 10 minutes or so. First, though, Ralph has gone back to the archives, unfortunately, and you are playing tape from me, Bean, from what, the mid-80s,
1984, Ralph? Sir.
Wow.
On WPGC!
This should not be allowed to exist.
This was Bean back in the day. This was how talented this young disc jockey was. So talented that other stations started to clamor for his...
For services?
For his services, yeah.
Hey, that guy that did that thing about that phone number, we got to get him.
Played a lot of stuff earlier. We've got much more to go. This is Bean warning the folks who are, heading home on their drive.
If you are going to or fro tonight, please slow down a little bit. Please put on those headlights.
Wow. Thanks for reminding me I need headlights when I'm driving at night.
Bean is a gangster and he's trying to get people killed.
Hey, if you're going to and fro.
He said to
who
and
goes to and fro?
Nobody does, but who loves that kind of talk more
no
than
No one's
Bean.
Gone to and fro since 1860.
You know
this. Last year someone went to and fro.
It's 1860s Bean. You know that. You
this
love
tape
him.
Might be from 1860 for all I know.
You may have heard Bean there playing Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Bean coming out of a Michael Jackson.
WPGC. You better run out and buy yourself another copy of Thriller, because it looks like we're not going to be seeing those songs live on the concert stage this year, huh? There's Mikey at 6:35, and this is Bean.
Mikey. Better go buy another one.
Because he's not in concert.
You already have
so
one.
So play the new one and act as if it's a concert.
But since you can't see a concert, maybe you should buy another of the exact same one.
What was that, payola? Were you on the
teat?
The exactly.
Why would you need another copy of the album?
I have no idea. Just because he's not in concert. Why would you have to buy two album copies?
Go buy another one of the exact same thing.
Because it's not in concert.
Not going to be in concert.
That's Mikey.
That makes no sense.
It is Mikey, too. That's...
You want to hear some of Bean's humor? His patented humor?
That wasn't it?
Oh, no. This is a clever, clever joke.
Is it cheese?
Oh.
Cheeserific?
It's Limburger.
95 PGC is WPGC FM Morningside. Heard on more radios than any other household appliance.
Oh. It's heard on more radios than any other household appliance.
Where's the outrage there? See, because it's not, you can't get that
you
on
think
your
he's
going
to say, heard on more radios than any other station, because
right.
No, it's heard on more radios than any other household appliance.
Right.
You don't hear it on your blender.
You go to your blender, you can try and find it.
You don't hear it on your waffle iron.
Not there.
You hear it on your radio. It's where you pick up WPGC. Hello?
Wow. I don't know what you want me to say. There's no defense.
Look. That's correct.
I'm as horrified as you guys are.
You should be more horrified.
Bean loves live commercials.
More than life
I
itself.
I do love live commercials.
It's
that's
really
true.
Weird. Like,
the rest of the radio population, as I know it, hates having to do these live reads.
Everyone does. And the day I met Bean, he told me if I could get my perfect job, it would just be reading commercials.
Reading commercial copy.
What are you talking about?
Now I know why.
Because, it takes a tough.
Sorry, what?
Now I know why Bean loves the live reads, because he can take the live read and then transform it into some magical comedy.
It takes a tough man to make a tender roaster. Purdue. All giant supermarkets have fresh Purdue Prime breasts, drumsticks, and thighs on sale. Why not stop in day and buy some? I want to know if Frank Purdue looked like a chicken before he took over the company, or is it because he hangs around them a lot? Is that what did it? The world may never know.
He makes it sound like porn, too.
He does.
It's creepy Bean.
It wasn't creepy.
It's young creepy Bean.
That was young creepy Bean.
I was impressed. Look, I hate this, but I was impressed that I wasn't making any kind of a boob joke. I was just making jokes about the guy who ran the company looking like a chicken.
You did it with your voice.
Breast, thighs. Let's hear. Yeah, I'm Bean.
Let's hear I'm Bean again.
It takes a tough man to make a tender roaster. Purdue. All giant supermarkets have fresh Purdue Prime breasts, drumsticks, and thighs on sale. Why not stop today and buy some? I want to know if Frank Purdue looked like a chicken before he took over the company, or is it because he hangs around them a lot? Is that what did it? Yeah. The world may never know.
The
world doesn't care, but they may never know.
That was
Frank
creepy,
Purdue.
You don't think I feel bad?
Bad enough.
All right, we are out of time.
No, we're not. We are. Listen to this next break.
We have more.
Freaking unbelievable.
We have 24.73 seconds, and we're going to air all of it.
This is insane. Even for 1984 standards.
Okay.
You know, Bean loves to make the antique references.
Oh, he's 1860s Bean.
Yeah. This one, even in 84, was old by 84 standards.
Wow.
You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe it.
Here's Bean. I-95 PGC.
Good evening.
Is this Alfred Hitchcock calling?
Is it Alfred Hitchcock?
Well, the way you said good evening.
No.
I thought maybe you were back from the grave. Well, go ahead then, Alfred.
I thought maybe you could.
Whoa. Yeah, she didn't have any idea what you were even talking about.
Alfred Hitchcock reference from a 1950s TV show.
To a girl who was 17?
Right. She's like, Alfred Hitchcock? She doesn't even know who that is.
I thought the way you said good evening.
The way you said good evening.
Maybe he'd come back from the dead. But hey.
I'm Pete.
I'm telling you, he hung up his headphones and he went, yes.
Yes, I finally worked in that Hitchcock gag I've been
Nailed
working
it.
On.
Did we air check that? Yes.
Lastly, want to hear this?
Yep.
Being, well, it's self-explanatory.
So I'm really sad.
Oh, how old are you?
I am 24.
You're 24. Oh, you're going to be married soon.
Over the hill.
Just about. It's a good thing you tied down a man or you'd end up a spinster.
It's the truth.
Same guy. Same guy today. Just slamming the women. Just you're an old lady. Yeah, you found yourself a man. I can't believe it. Just still slamming the ladies.
I hear that every week from him.
I'm taken with the word spinster, though. I think we're back to the 1860s Bean.
That guy does radio from a covered wagon.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 20 minutes till 9 o'clock.
Ralph has the Showbiz Beat coming up here next on the Kevin and Bean Show, and then porn star Katie Morgan joins us from her Having Sex with Katie Morgan podcast on stage live tomorrow night. We'll tell you how you can meet her coming up.
Would you skip the interview with Dana White to get right to the porn star?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I would say goodbye to Dana so fast. Are you kidding me?
I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
The president of the UFC, ladies and gentlemen, back on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, sir?
Oh, it feels good to be here.
I bet it does. Listen, it's totally not your fault. We're not blaming you, but Kevin and I had a very similar experience Saturday night, as I'm sure millions of other UFC fans did around the country, where we set up our DVRs to record your UFC on Fox 2 and got to enjoy only the first three rounds of the Sugar Rashad Evans fight because then the tape ran out. What's the deal? Why can't you make those things run on time, Dana?
Really? Oh, yeah, because it went over. That's right.
Yeah, it went over. You know what's funny is that the pay-per-view, I've learned, is usually about 2 hours longer than the actual fight. It's like 6-8 hours or something like that. So you never have to add on the 30 minutes. I just got used to that. And then when I got to the Fox one, I didn't think about that, and I didn't add it on. And so I got to watch the first three rounds.
So what happens is when we format the show, you format the show, and you're always usually a little heavy, like, you know, 15 to 20 minutes heavy, but you expect the fights to go sooner than they do. All three of those fights went the distance.
Right.
Right.
So that's what ends up happening.
So you're kind of counting on a knockout in the first round or something, and that'll bring it right in on time.
Exactly.
Which is what happened on the first UFC on Fox. If you remember, they ended up having a bunch of time to fill at the end because the main event fight was so fast.
Well, that was
one of the hard things about pulling off a live event on free television because, you know, a live fight, especially for commercials and all the other things that happened. So the first Fox fight, we had 60 seconds of fighting and 60 minutes of talking.
Right, right. Exactly. All right. Before we move on to UFC 143, and you got a lot of great stuff we want to talk to you about, Dana, let's recap Saturday night again. You've had two free fights on Fox. How have they met your expectations in terms of introducing the sport to new fans? Have they been the kind of evenings you hoped they would be when you put them on the network?
Well, anytime we go on and we put on free fights and live fights, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, anything can happen.
Right.
You could have the 60-second knockout. You could have fights go the distance. It is what it is. But as far as, you know, the interest in the fans and interest in sponsors and everything else, it's been an absolute home run. It couldn't have been better.
Fantastic. Well, we could have asked for more exciting fighters than Bisping and Sonnen. How did you feel about the Joe Rogan post-fight interview with Chael Sonnen where he went on and on doing the old Billy Graham rap about how, you know, we're all lucky to be alive in the same at the same time in history as him? Did you feel it was a little bit over the top for a guy who just won by decision, or do you think it was justified?
Yeah, I think the guy's absolutely nuts. I think he's out of his mind.
But is he really nuts, or is that just him trying to act nuts?
I'll tell you, every dealing I've had with Chael Sonnen is... You don't just go up there and act goofy like this guy. He's out there. He's definitely out there. Do I think that he really, you know, that's the way he really acts all the time? No, but every time this guy's in public or anytime he gives an interview, he's out of his mind. He says things that make no sense. He believes that he's the champion. He's the this, he's the that. Because, he said the way that he looks at the fight with Anderson Silva, in a fight, it's the guy who won most of the fight, not the guy who wrapped his legs around the other guy's neck,
right,
who wins the fight.
Which is,
know?
Which is, of course, the exact opposite of the truth.
Exactly.
But it's what he thinks.
But Kevin pointed out on Monday when we came in, Dana, and this is Dana White, president of the UFC on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Chael Sonnen's speech was a guy who's run the table. This is a guy who's retiring at 50-0, not a guy who's lost 11 fights. I mean, where does he get that kind of megalomaniac, craziness?
And barely won that fight.
Before you just said that, I was just going to say, this is a guy who says he's never lost a minute
right.
of any round he's ever fought, and he's 26-11.
Right. This is absurd.
Well, he keeps it interesting, doesn't he? All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Diaz versus Condit, of course, is another great matchup. UFC 143, Saturday night on pay-per-view. This is going to be back in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay Events Center. But you're doing something new, something for the first time ever for the UFC, and that's UFC 3D in theaters, right?
Yeah, we've got it in theaters. It's going to be shown in 125 theaters nationwide. And also, most of the providers are going to have it in 3D, too, on television, on pay-per-view. Comcast, I think AT&T and DirecTV and some other ones.
Fantastic. Because we were asking you about
you
this
guys,
last time.
It's actually at the Chinese Hollywood Theater.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have a 10-pair of tickets for that. If you'd like to see it, and this must be a fascinating way to watch UFC, at the Chinese Theater in 3D, we have 10 pair of tickets we can give away right now on the big screen. 1-800-520-1067. If you call now, you're the first 10 callers. We will let you into that screening, and you can watch the entire night of fights. Now, is it just the pay-per-view part, or do you have all of the prelims and all that on there?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know how many fights are going to be on it. But it's definitely the whole main card. I'm not sure if it's the prelims, too.
Right.
Chinese Theater in Hollywood, by the way, is what we're giving away tickets to right now. It's also the Puente Hills 20 in City of Industry, Edwards in Long Beach, Century Theater in Huntington Beach, and the Krikorian in Buena Park. Now, are you nationwide with this, Danny? Are you doing this all over the country?
Yeah, all over the country. Like I said, on pay-per-view and in like 127 theaters across the country. And people that want to find out what theaters are available, it's on UFC.com.
Okay, good. And you can put in your location or whatever, and they'll tell you which theaters it's in. Are the theater screens big enough for Roy Big Country Nelson? Have you checked them all?
Actually, he's been working on his physique, we'll call it. He's getting I don't want to say in shape because the guy's, always been in shape and has been in the league. After he lost that fight to Dos Santos,
right?
I said to the guy, imagine if you took yourself half serious and dropped the whole fat guy shtick and actually start trying to seriously get in shape and lose some weight and get down to closer to 225
instead of 425.
Exactly.
It's funny too because you watch a guy like that and you go, that guy's gonna get killed,
right?
But he really does have skills and he really is a pretty decent fighter and he really does have a decent amount of strength.
He's a talented guy, and if he really took himself serious and got in great shape.
And changed his haircut, let's be honest.
Believe me, I've told him that too, believe me. Nobody wants to see.
He's the only one with the mullet.
Yeah, and he keeps asking me why he has no sponsors. I don't know.
Dana, before we let you go, say a few words about the main event, Diaz versus Condit. What do you think?
I love this fight. Both these guys are nasty. When you talk about... When you think about what the word fighter really means, it's literally, there should be a picture of both these guys in the dictionary under fighter. And no doubt, Nick Diaz is one of the most polarizing figures in all of sports.
Yeah, you love him or hate him. You love him or hate him. You don't just go, eh.
Exactly. You either love this kid or you hate this kid. And what one thing you have to do is you have to respect him. I mean, when this kid comes to fight, he comes to fight. Both these guys do. I think this fight's going to be an absolute war, and it's for the interim welterweight championship. The winner of this fight moves on to fight George St. Pierre. So it's a good one. And George St. Pierre, I think you guys know who he wants to win. He hates Nick Diaz and wants Nick Diaz to win this fight so bad.
Yeah. This? And if I could get a quick prediction out of you, to me, that is it's a win for the Spider.
For what?
For Anderson Silva fighting against Nick Diaz.
No, St. Pierre.
Oh, I'm sorry, St. Pierre. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Yeah, St. Pierre.
Yeah, I think he can take him, but I guess we'll have to wait and see who wins this fight this weekend.
Well, since you brought up the Spider, what could happen is let's say that whoever wins this weekend ends up fighting St. Pierre, and St. Pierre wins. And then Spiders fighting Chael Sonnen this summer down in Brazil.
Right.
So the winner, if let's say Spider and St. Pierre come out the winners this summer, we could end up doing that big fight that everybody wants to see with them.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
Fantastic. All right. We are we're laying it out for you. Saturday, February 4th is the next fight for UFC 143, 7 o'clock on pay-per-view. Preliminary fights, 4 o'clock on Facebook. FX starting at 5 from Las Vegas. And definitely, you want to check this out, the UFC in 3D on the big screen, including the Chinese Theater in Hollywood. Go to UFC.com for all the details. Mr. President, thank you for your time, sir. Have a great weekend.
All right. On with the porn star, man. Yeah.
Those that say if you've seen one hot dog, you've seen them all, Circle K invites you to open your eyes and your mouth 20% wider for their 20% bigger all-beef dogs. Top them off with all the toppings you can handle and enjoy. Circle K premium hot dogs. So much beef! I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
95 TGC is WPGC FM Morningside. Heard on more radios than any other household appliance.
That's right.
It takes a tough man to make a tender roaster.
Okay. Yeah, sure does.
That's fine. Hey, listen, Katie Morgan's coming up next year on the Kevin Amin Show. She, of course, the star of Busty Beauty's 20, if you guys remember how great she was.
Sure.
In that. Who could forget? And we'll be catching up with her after the top of the hour. Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's going on?
Having sex with Katie Morgan.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the name of her podcast.
Yes, it is.
It's the name of her visit.
It's an excellent podcast. Speaking of podcasts, this Saturday night at 10 p.m. at the John Lovitz Theater, I will be doing Hollywood Babylon. However, last-minute cancellation, Mr. Kevin Smith cannot attend.
Oh, because he got knocked out by Adam Carolla?
No, because he's busy promoting his Comic Book Men TV series on AMC. He's going to be in New York this weekend. So John Lovitz himself has very kindly agreed to step in and be my co-host this weekend. So come see me and Lovitz at The Lovitz. You can go to thelovitz.com to get tickets for the show. And Katie's doing hers tomorrow night, I guess?
That's right.
And then on Saturday, it's Brad Williams, diminutive comedian Brad Williams.
We have on tomorrow's show, yeah.
We'll be The Lovitz at 8, and then it's us doing Hollywood Babylon. So, a lot going on.
The Lovitz has turned into the spot to go to for entertainment.
It has sort of become a location that people know.
And you should always follow Brad, because then you're a giant. Just come walking out.
Giant in the comedy world?
You just come walking out and go, thank you.
Our next host is a giant in the comedy world. That would literally be true. If you want to see Smith, by the way, you can see him tonight. He's doing that thing where it's being beamed into movie theaters all over the world.
Right.
He's doing his podcast with Jason Mewes and doing his Q&A. So you can go to behind.
It's a lot of information to keep track of. Yeah. Behind something.
Yeah, just go to.
Go to behind.com.
Go to csmod.com and you can get all the details for checking out Kevin Smith tonight in a theater near you. So it's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Not the least of which is, who will be replacing Regis Philbin on Live, the daytime talk show?
Oh, I've been waiting for this every day.
That he used to share with Kelly Ripa. Now, of course, Regis has retired from that show. And they have been speculating for some time now who will take over as co-host.
I don't even know any women who watch The View, but I know Bean.
That's not The View. It's Live.
Live with Regis. I don't know any women that watch
with Kelly.
That.
Regis is gone.
Seriously, who cares? My point is, who cares?
Howie Mandel is my point.
That's the final decision?
It's not final. It hasn't been officially announced, but there's about a 90% chance, insiders are saying, that Howie Mandel will take over Regis's chair.
All right.
So.
Someone else not to watch.
Everyone can relax now. I think we know the answer.
And he's on The Chew, right? I'm just trying to keep up with what Kevin is telling
us.
He's
online.
He's on The Talk?
Kevin Bacon.
Guilty.
Well, he's not charged with anything.
Oh. Dead.
He's going to be doing his first ever TV series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's coming to television. I think he's a great actor.
I do too.
And a guy who has been working forever.
He's great in everything.
And he hasn't aged a day.
Yeah, there's something wrong there.
He's amazing.
It's a genetic freak.
Deal with the devil.
Deadline.com announced that Kevin will be playing a retired FBI profiler who will be looking for a serial killer who's got a cult of followers. So he's out of the FBI, but he can't give up this case, and he's still hunting down this serial killer and his cult followers.
What channel will that be on?
That'll be on Fox, Kevin.
Okay.
People at Fox will be bringing that to us. Why do you look...
I'm just curious, because if it's on Fox, it's one thing. If it's on HBO, it's another thing.
That's true. Showtime or something. Fox has picked up 15 episodes of the drama,
right.
So we'll be seeing that sometime soon. While we're talking about cable shows, like Kevin was with HBO and Showtime in the news, William H. Macy's Shameless has been picked up for another season. along with House of Lies, the brand new series with Don Cheadle and Kristen Bell.
I like that show.
And David Duchovny's Californication will get a sixth season as
well.
They
need to put more sex in that.
Yeah, Californication? I agree.
Not enough sex.
Just not enough.
He doesn't have enough sex on that show.
Correct.
Scarlett Johansson has a secret boyfriend.
Secret boyfriend?
Yeah.
Did he pay $7,000 to walk the red carpet with her?
No, he did not. No. He actually wanted to spend some time
with
her.
That loser spent some time. This little loser didn't bag out like you did.
She's been spending some quality time with a guy named Nate Taylor, who is a 38-year-old advertising executive.
Right.
Insiders say they were introduced by friends and have been keeping things on the DL. That's down low for you people.
What? Thanks. Yeah.
But they're out now. They're out there. The relationship's out there in the open. They've been dating since last summer.
Wow.
I don't know how they keep that kind of stuff under wraps, but apparently they have. And Demi Moore's on the mend. Friends of the exhausted actress tell the New York Post she's been improving since her little trip to the hospital a week and a half ago. And there are photos online of Bruce Willis, her ex-husband, visiting her to make sure she's taken care of.
No,
at home. Apparently she's home now. He's been there to check in on her. Ashton Kutcher apparently has not been by to see her.
Hmm.
So that's sad that they can't put whatever differences they have aside and take care of her health.
He's too busy partying in Brazil, remember?
That's right, with models at Brazilian Fashion Week.
Right.
Can you imagine the models at Brazilian Fashion Week?
He made the right choice.
By the way, I've been doing a lot more research about Kate Upton since yesterday.
Yes. Have you?
Yes.
It's kind of hard not to.
Significant pantless research. And you know she's 19?
What?
She's only 19
now?
Years old.
What?
How has she been able to shoot that many pictures in just over a year then?
Past year has been a busy time for her.
She's one of those people, guys, if you go to Google and type in her name and images.
It's nuts.
There's thousands.
Yeah.
How?
Well, she is the guest girl. That's where I knew her from. I knew her face when you guys showed it to me. So, oh, yeah, she's the model. She's the model of guest. She's okay. The face of guest.
And she was in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue last year.
She was in the body pain issue. Yeah. She got Rookie of the Year, by the way, for that issue. That was her first Sports Illustrated. She's done work for Victoria's Secret. She is in high demand.
Wait, but she's 19?
She's 19 years old.
Wow.
And do yourself a favor. Go on YouTube and find the video of her doing the Dougie at a Clippers game. In the crowd. It's very, very entertaining. And there's another clip I recommend called Kate Upton Walks the Catwalk in Slow Motion.
Okay.
It's her in a low-cut dress, braless, walking in slow motion on the catwalk at a fashion show.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, you might want to check yourself.
You don't put this much time into everything we bring to your attention, Ralph.
No, I do not.
Everything we bring to his attention does not deserve it like this does.
I would like to announce, however, my evening with Kate Upton. I'll be hosting at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater. Hope you all come back. We'll look over her lengthy career and her entire 19 years of life in a two-hour special, and I hope you all enjoy it. Hey, I've got tickets. The only place you can find the tickets for the special advanced screening of never-before-seen footage from the new Amazing Spider-Man movie that's coming out. These are the only places, this is the only place, rather, you can get these tickets. It is going to be quite the event Monday at the AMC Century City. At noon, I will be hosting. However, the event will be happening all over the world. There'll be theaters in certain locations all over the globe that will be showing this footage as well. We also have some special surprises. People will be stopping by. You're going to want to be here. And the only place you can get this ticket is right here. If you'd like to go, this is for Spider-Man fans. 1-800-520-1067. Here's your trivia question. Name the comic and the issue that featured the first appearance of Spider-Man. The comic book and the issue of that comic book.
Spider-Man 1.
See, that's what you would think, sir. Wrong. You would be wrong.
Good.
You're not going.
Worst episode ever.
What was the title and issue number of the comic book that Spider-Man made his first appearance in? Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. If you got the correct answer and you're the first one through, you will get a pair of passes to this very special Amazing Spider-Man event. Everyone's going to be talking about this the next day all over the internet, and you're going to say, oh, I was there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just finding out about it? Oh, I was enjoying that yesterday.
That's so funny.
While you were still wondering what was happening. Could be that guy. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Dwayne the Dog Chapman. He's Dog the Bounty Hunter, you know.
He is.
He's 59 years old. Model Christie Brinkley is 58. That's 40 years older than Kate Upton.
Yep.
Wow.
Robert DeLeo of Stone Temple Pilots fame. He is 46 years old. And Shakira turns 35 years old today. I think Fred on line 2 might have my answer already for my Spider-Man trivia question. Fred?
Yeah. Hey, it's Amazing Fantasy 15, Ralph.
Amazing Fantasy number 15. That's correct, Fred. Congratulations. Hold on. We'll give you the details, but you're going to see the never-before-seen footage.
Hey, I forgot to say hi to Lisa May and Kevin and Bean, too.
You did forget
that. Thank you. Hello.
Yes. Yeah. Too bad you didn't get a chance to say hello to them. That's a shame.
Hi, Fred.
Hey.
Hey, all right. Hold Thanks for calling.
We'll give you all the details. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
That awkward moment when you realize the girl of your dreams is a crazy cat lady. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio, Katie Morgan.
Yeah!
From the Having Sex with Katie Morgan podcast on the Smodcast Network, on stage at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, along with your co-host, the beautiful Cassie Young. Hi, Katie. Welcome back, my dear. How are you?
Hello. I'm so good. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, now.
She came in. We were making small talk. We were saying, hey, nice to see you again. Nice to see you again. Thanks for having me in. No problem.
What have you been up to? What's keeping you busy?
And it says, how many pets do you have? 40? What?
Katie, you don't have 40 pets.
I do, but in fairness, like 10 of those, or like 12, are like frogs and turtles.
Okay, but do they have names?
Yeah.
Okay, then in fairness, there's no in fairness.
Okay, but not names like... Like, dogs have names. They have names. Like, I have the turtles, which are the spotted guys. There's two. And then there's Totes and Pink Totes McGoats. So they're not really named.
Okay, but if it's only,
they're identified.
But if 10 or 12 of them are frogs and turtles, that still means you have 28 or 30 other pets.
Yeah.
Which are what?
All right, how many cats? Let's get right to it.
Okay, there's 8 cats and there's 8 dogs.
You have 8 cats and 8 dogs? You will never be married.
Oh, no, I'm married. Yes, we have no children. We just have a whole lot of
40
pets.
40 pets?
Yeah.
Is this all you or is this partly him?
He had one dog.
Well, it's mostly his fault then.
He had no idea what he was getting into, did he?
I showed him the crazy before we got married.
You let him know ahead
warned.
Of time.
Yes.
Okay. Katie, what's the kind of living arrangement do you have? I thought you were living like in a condo or something.
Oh, Lord, no. I have a gigantic, fabulous mansion in Vegas. I have like 3/4 of an acre and 5,000 square feet.
Wow,
so
okay.
Still
it's
two
an awful
people
lot
and
of
a zoo.
Dog poop, though. Come
no,
on.
They're all, nope, they all are in their separate areas. And in fairness,
right.
Most of my dogs only add up to like 50 pounds. They're all chihuahuas.
Okay, but let me, oh, dear God.
This is a nightmare.
I'm behind you on that.
So let's slow down. So
Katie Morgan is the least desirable woman in America.
No.
I never
no.
thought I would say those words.
So we took it down with the frogs. We took it down to 30 or so. And then we 16 cats and dogs. And that still leaves 14 other pets.
Yes. Okay. Well, there's also 3 birds.
Three birds.
A number of fish, which do count because they're about a foot and larger.
Okay.
Okay.
And a wallaby.
And a wallaby?
Yeah.
What's happening?
She has a wallaby.
A wallaby
almost
I've
makes it worth it.
I've never known anyone to have a wallaby.
He's so sweet. He's just a little happy hopper.
Where did you get a wallaby?
In Vegas at the pet store.
Are you kidding?
Anything goes in Vegas.
Yes.
You saw The Hangover. Come on, Lisa.
You can get a Bengal tiger. I saw The Hangover.
No, actually, ever since the man was eaten on stage, they've outlawed the big cats.
No,
but
they
up
have.
Until oh. then, you
it,
could.
It was
you
fine.
Could.
You can still have medium cats, just not big ones.
I like that he's now referred to just as the man that was eaten.
The man, right. Siegfried or Roy, whichever one he was. A wallaby, can they bite? Are they dangerous at all?
Not really. He's a little bit scratchy sometimes. He gets kind of feisty and kicky. But mostly he's friendly, like a goat.
Goats aren't friendly.
They like their heads scratched when you're friends with them.
Well, just before they headbutt you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Katie, how did all this happen?
What happened?
Did you start collecting pets when you were a young person?
I did, and nobody
She's still
warned
a young person.
Me.
Did you?
Nobody
no,
warned
you know
me that.
You know what I mean?
That I would have a geriatric zoo in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
that's
that
what
happened.
Happens.
When I was 18, I started collecting them, and I mean, I have a chihuahua that's 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it happens.
But you know what? When you lose that chihuahua, you know what you got? 7 other chihuahuas.
That's
other
true. Chihuahuas.
I think you'll be okay.
It's my fallback plan.
Wow.
I always have more chihuahuas.
40 All right. pets.
Let's try to leave that in the past.
I don't
know
if I can.
I know. Let's try to move away from the not sexy Katie Morgan has issues and turn our attention to the podcast. How's that going? How's having sex with Katie Morgan? You're just doing one a week now, right?
We are. We got so busy. We've got over 100 episodes in the can on iTunes that you can get. But now we're only doing Friday nights live. But the show still airs on Smodcast every night at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, I listened to last week's episode. I knew you were coming in. I wanted to catch up with what's new with you. And tell me if I'm wrong about this, but did you get some sort of big honor recently around the time of the AVN Awards where are now in some sort of Hall of Fame? Tell me about that.
The adult video star with the most pets.
Yes, that was my...
Sorry, go ahead.
That was my dubious award. No, the most... I actually got inducted into the Erotica Hall of Fame, Legends of Erotica. So, wow. Yes, I am legendized.
I don't know what the word would be for that.
However, you get legend.
You are a legend.
Yes.
So that's like a porn star Hall of Fame. These are the greats, right?
Yes, yes. And, you know, like with the whole body parts in cement.
I was
going to
ask that, yeah. Oh, you went hands?
I went hands, but there was a rather large boob in the night I was there. It was really shocking.
Okay. Wait, a large boob. Hold on. From somebody
one
else?
One or two?
Kayla Cleavage.
Oh.
Gigantic, like... Super
well, that's
tankers.
Her name. You kind of have to do
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's her real name. She was born with that name, though, Lisa. What could she do? You know?
She had to live up to it.
What is the deal, Katie? I've always wondered about that. First of all, I can't imagine that there are guys who find those ridiculous, like basketball-size boobs attractive. But that is a subset of people. There are some people who are into that, right?
Oh, yes.
They can't be too big for some people?
Yes, exactly. Like, if you couldn't carry them, that would work for some people.
How big a group is that? Because to me, that's not sexy. If you have to put them in a shopping cart, I don't know. Maybe
that crosses a line
maybe
for
that's
you?
Too much.
You can't find their waist?
No, it should be in proportion to the woman.
Most people enjoy proportion, but there is that... section, the same section, which on the female side likes the ridiculously too big dong. You know, you're never going to be able to use that, not even half of that, but you still like to look at it.
Sure. What's it like? I mean, you must know some of these girls who have had that procedure done to make them that big. We talked to the woman on the phone, I think, Kevin, didn't we, from Brazil or something, who's in the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest breasts in the world. What's their life like? I mean, that just must be miserable just going about your day-to-day business.
You know, I've met a few of the girls with the really, really big ones, and they all seem just really happy and sexual. Like,
really?
They
don't have... I mean, normal women have back trouble and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, nobody's mentioned it to me about the back problem, but I get back problems from mine, although I do happen to know that when you get big enough with the implants, they stop doing either saline or silicone, and they switch to, like, some kind of...
Cement?
It's like a foam fill.
Foam fill?
Because otherwise it's too heavy and it'll rip right through the skin.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, as a woman who has...
Can you get the foam fill on the penis?
Huh? I don't think it works the same.
Okay, I'm just checking.
As a woman who has that, and what are we talking about? We're talking about like 60-inch boobs or something like that, right?
Like three of my heads in one boob.
Okay. Is a woman like that...
That's a good visual.
Yeah.
Does she just never want to be... to have a moment in her day where somebody's not staring at her? Is that where that comes from? Because it's clear that you can't go incognito with something like that. You can't just put on a coat and be anonymous.
No, that never goes away. I don't know if it's... I mean, it's got to be about the attention, really.
Yeah.
It just can't not be at that point. But, like, you know, like in a porn where, like, the sexy housewife opens the door in a robe?
Right.
She's that girl. She's just always that girl.
Right.
Just like, hey, guys. Yeah. Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Always.
Sure. But that woman who has the 60-inch boobs is still not as crazy as you with 40 pets. I just want to make the comparison there.
Absolutely.
So. Having Sex with Katie Morgan is the hilarious podcast. Katie and her beautiful co-host Cassie Young, another adult film star, right?
Yes, no pets, by the way. Zero.
Are going to be on stage at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater, and that's going to be tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Tickets are available right now for just $20. Now, is this the first time you've done the podcast live in Southern California so folks can come out and see you?
It is. You know, I did it with Kevin a couple times way back, but then we couldn't get our schedules together.
Yeah, it was tough because I was busy.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith. I think you're talking about Kevin
Smith. Kevin. Sorry, Kev. And so I've been on stage before, but Cassie has never done this. And we've been doing our show like 6 months now, taking it to the stage. This will be a cherry-popping event for the two of us together.
I like
sounds like fun.
Okay, good.
Katie Morgan is here. More with our guests when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean. Our guest in studio right now is the beautiful Katie Morgan. Do yourself a favor and do an image search right there or go to her website, which is thekatiemorgan.com. Follow her on Twitter at thekatiemorgan as well. She's going to be on stage at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater tomorrow night with her co-host Cassie Young from the podcast, and tickets are just $20. So Flesh Dance, Meet the Twins 8, Dancing with the Porn Stars. Have you left it all behind? Are you out of the business? Are you not making any new movies? What's going on with you?
I'm not. I am retired. It's been almost 4 years. I'm all, like, in love and married and caught the monogamy.
Katie.
She caught the monogamy.
She caught the monogamy.
It's a sickness, but there's no cure.
There's not.
Oh, there's a cure.
Well.
It's time.
But that's so sad. Do you miss it?
I do and I don't. You know, I had an awfully lot of fun, and it was good times like college, and I did all my exploring and discovered what I liked. And then I kind of got sick of all the effort of it and just wanted to do what I want. So rather than being a lazy, bad porn star, I was like, whatever, they've seen enough of
me. I'm going to quit. I'm going to go get 40 pets.
Quit while I'm ahead. Oh, no, I had them the whole time.
Oh, you did?
I used to bring my dogs to set with me. I was infamous for
that. That must have been fun for everybody.
They were like, all right, Katie's coming in. Everybody get ready for the pooper scoopers.
They're all very well trained.
I hate to ask, as all people say about their pets, I hate to ask a serious question here, but there's been porn in the news lately. The mainstream news has been covering California's attempt to force porn sets in the San Fernando Valley to use condoms, which I think is BS. I want to know what you think.
It goes a couple different ways. Honestly, in the free speech way, in the fact of we're making movies, I don't think they should have to use condoms. People want to see the fantasy. They don't want to see the condom. I get that. I also get the safety issues. It would be nice if it was actually a performer's choice whether or not to use condoms, and it isn't. So, you know, I'm kind of 50-50. If they try and force it, though, they're just going to go shoot somewhere else.
Right.
Right.
It's really not that difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, they would just pack up and move to Nevada or someplace where they don't have that rule and just make the movies that they think their customers want to see,
absolutely,
right?
Especially if it's in L.A., if it's L.A. County, they'll just go north. California is the one that ruled porn legal. It's legal to shoot in the state, not in LA County.
Right.
So
it's relatively close to my house now, so I'd like it to stay where it is.
Sure. Before it invades.
Can I just put that out there?
As a porn legend and in the Erotica Hall of Fame, I think you said it was called, do you give advice to the younger girls coming into the business? Do you talk to a lot of people who are kind of up and coming and kind of see the career that you had and they want to know how they can do it?
Sure. I get that email all the time of how do I get in the industry? You know, what do I do? It's hard for me to speak to it now because it has changed so much in the last 4 years. Like, really, just production has gone down.
It's different now than when it has gone down.
They're shooting less than they were when I was working. So it's hard to say, yeah, get in there and stick to your guns and make that money, because when I was out there, you could do that and say, no, I'm not going to do this, and yes, I'm going to do this, and still make enough money. I don't know if that's true right now. I don't know.
Now you might have to do whatever it is they say you
want. And a lot of people do, like, not in the way of have to do it. A lot of people are into crazy hardcore stuff, and good for them. I just never was.
Not for you.
So I don't know if I could make it in the industry right now as it is.
Wow.
Well, the good news is you don't have to.
Yeah. I got in under the gun. I was lucky. I made it in before the A-train hit.
That is interesting how fast it has changed. All right, let me ask you one more thing, because you brought this up on the podcast. And again, we're talking to Katie Morgan. Having Sex with Katie Morgan is the podcast, and you can find out about that and buy tickets for the thing on the Smodcast website.
Pete, I'd just like to just ask you one question first, and that is that you did the research by listening to that podcast, Having Sex with Katie Morgan?
I felt like it was the responsible thing to do as a professional.
You listened
to all
100
of them. As a
broadcaster,
I appreciate.
Yes.
Thank you. My question is, and you made some reference to this on last week's podcast, and I've heard you talk about this before, too. What are the guys who email you photos of their junk planning to accomplish? Like, what are they thinking is going to happen when that happens? Because it happens every day to you.
Every day, at least one dick a day. Like, I don't...
That's what doctors say is good for you, right?
Yeah, it keeps something away.
I mean, do they think that you, Katie Morgan, are going to open up their email and go, well, seriously, I'm ditching the husband and the pets, and I'm driving to this guy's home in Oklahoma, and I'm going to make him mine? I mean, what do they expect to happen?
I open that email, and the angels start singing because it's the one I've been looking for. No.
Yes.
I have no idea.
What do you think? Have you had any follow-up? Does anybody send an explanation with it or just a photo?
I had one guy send a scan of his California ID with a picture of his dick.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, but some of it's get me in the industry. Hey, do you think it's big enough?
Okay.
Some of it's just... what do you think of this? I don't know. I guess they want an opinion.
That's what's fascinating. That's what's fascinating to me, is they want to hear from you what you think about their penis, as if you could give a rat's ass.
Yeah. My favorite one ever was this one dude, totally casual, sitting there next to a barbecue. Barbecue's covered in sausages. He's sitting there butt naked, legs crossed, feet up. I was just like, all right, barbecue man.
Barbecue away.
Very phallic.
Well, I had to ask, and not just because you didn't respond to my email at all, but I just wanted to say, Katie Morgan on stage at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater, just $20. See the live show with her co-host, Cassie Young. It's very, very entertaining. And you were telling us during the song there that you're going to have have some visuals, too. You're going to have some photos and stuff you're going to be showing that have never been seen before, right?
Oh, yes. We have some background photos on both me and Kathy, including never before seen photos of me while I was actually in prison.
Oh, so my God.
It should be exciting.
In prison?
Wow. Yes.
All right, good.
That's interesting.
And there will be a meet and greet after, so anybody who wants to run by for the autograph. They hit me out front here when I pulled in.
They did?
They're always waiting for
you? Dude with pictures, yeah.
Pictures of?
Just a sign.
Himself?
Yeah, of his junk, you know, spreading it around.
The lovitz.com to buy tickets. Katie, thanks. Great to see you again. Have a good time tomorrow night.
Thank you guys so much. We will.
Thanks for coming in.
So I'm really sad.
Oh, how old are you?
I am 24.
You're 24. You're going to be married
almost
soon.
Almost over the hill.
Just about. It's a good thing you tied down a man or you'd end up a spinster.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Spinster.
Way to make the girls feel good.
Mm-hmm. He's good.
I've been doing that for a long time, haven't I?
Yes, you have. Make the ladies feel proud of themselves.
I really have never met a human being in my life that women instantly hate more than Bean.
But yeah, he doesn't have to speak, right?
Even women that he hasn't said a word yet. They look at him like, I know you, you're no good.
Ted Bundy, they liked until things went south. But I'm saying even initially, Bundy had some charm. You know what I'm saying?
That's some classic Bean 1984. Thanks, Ralph Garman, for nothing.
I am the historian. Uh-huh. Of the Kevin and Bean Show. It's my job.
If you are going to or fro tonight, please slow down a little bit. Please put on those headlights.
Yeah, whether you're going to or fro, make sure you turn on your headlights because it's dark outside and you're driving.
Bean has
that's a PSA.
By the way, Bean has always had a way of speaking like nobody else speaks. You know what I mean? No matter what time, 80s, 90s, now, when he was a kid, he probably talked different than everybody else talked. Who says to and fro?
He said to or fro, even better.
Who says that?
If you're going to or fro.
Who's ever said that?
I'm going fro, but I'm not going to. I decided not to go to any longer. I'm just going to go fro.
Just 1860s Bean, apparently.
That's right.
Everybody's favorite character.
DC. Better run out and buy yourself another copy of Thriller, because it looks like we're not going to be seeing those songs live on the concert stage this year, huh? There's Mikey at 6:35, and this is Bean.
Yeah. Buy another album from Mikey.
Get that same one that you already have.
Because he's not doing it in concert.
He's not going to tour, so you need to buy another album that you already have.
Yep.
I suggest we move on to Kevin and Bean 2012 and see what Ralph's got going on in the showbiz beat.
Lindelar!
Has a new boyfriend.
Is that right?
Yeah. Word is, she is very happy with her new boyfriend, Henry Hopper. Now, Henry Hopper is the son of the late, great Dennis Hopper, legendary director and artist and actor. Another Venice, California denizen. Apparently, two of them have hooked up and are quite happy together. Henry's 21 to Lindsay's 25.
Okay.
That's okay. He's still legal drinking age. That's all that really matters if you're dating Lindsay.
That's true. Reasonable.
Photos are taken of the two of them coming out of a liquor store.
Oh, good.
Where apparently Lindsay had stocked up on some Grey Goose and Red Bull. Look, she can drink. She's allowed.
That's true.
It's legal.
That's true.
She just can't drive. That's all.
Would you guys date Lindsay Lohan at all?
Nope.
Ever?
Nope.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely, I would.
She's really? Way hot, I think.
I think she's way hot, and I think she's way a good time.
You do?
I think you'd go out boozing and just doing eight balls and take it home and just swing from the rafters and get out the lifeboats and the Vaseline and all kinds of things would happen.
And you could do that for about 5 days, and then you'd have to take about a month off, and she'd just keep going with someone else.
That's right. But I would have a good time with Lindsay Lohan. That is for sure. I would never, you know, wouldn't marry the girl, but I'm saying.
Sure, of course.
That's a good time. I'm saving myself for Katie Upton.
Yeah,
that's who I'm going to marry.
It's a good choice
as well.
I
haven't broken the news to my wife yet. Marriages don't always work out.
You saying that to your wife?
No, I'm saying that about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Rumors again that they are headed to divorce court. They're currently leading separate lives. Will and 13-year-old son Jaden are living in Philadelphia currently, filming a movie called After Earth, a post-apocalyptic tale.
Okay.
About a husband, a father and son, rather, who have to deal with the world after some devastating catastrophe.
Are we ever going to get Will Smith without Jaden?
Oh, no. That's in the contract. Okay. No, there has to be a role for Jaden.
All right.
And meanwhile, Jada and Willow are still living here in Los Angeles, so the family is living separately, and that is lending itself to rumors that perhaps the marriage still is in trouble, and that they may be making it a more permanent separation somewhere along the line.
Hmm.
I wonder if Jaden and Willow have to separate as well, whether they can't be brother and sister anymore. So we'll have to wait and see. I would like Will to separate from Jaden and Willow. I'd like him to stop forcing them on us in terms of entertainment. Paula Abdul says she's not bitter at all that she's been kicked off the X Factor.
She has sure lost a lot of jobs in the last couple of years, hasn't she, Ralph?
Well, American Idol, I think, was her decision. They were offering her X number of dollars, and she thought that she was a gift. And people weren't treating her like that, and she deserved much, much more. And
just watching you, I feel what you're just feeling so much joy, and it's exciting. I feel I'm one big goosebump, and I just am so excited for you because look at you. I mean, this is it for you. This is it for you. You're so incredible.
She can't do that anymore?
She can't say, because look at you. And then she had a short-lived reality show that got canceled, and now
that's where we found out she was a gift.
That's right. But now you're seeing the X Factor, too.
It's been a bloodbath over there. Steve Jones, the host, and Nicole Scherzinger also given their walking papers. So Paula tweeted last Tuesday that Simon Cowell is still a dear friend, and she's treasured the experience of working with the folks at Fox and Fremantle Entertainment who put the show together. So
this is from her reality show, Bean.
I'm tired of people not treating me like the gift that I am.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. She's a gift.
Tired of people treating me like I'm not the gift that I am. Wow.
Do you think this is Simon Cowell going, hey, the ratings weren't what I expected them or thought they should be for X Factor. Who can I blame? Oh, let's fire everybody who's not me.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Probably. He's got that power.
Probably.
It's nice to be the boss. And buy yourself another copy of that Thriller album.
That's right.
Because Mikey had a good influence on the Glee television program. Their Mikey episode was the highest rated show of the season since its premiere this year. 9 million total viewers tuned in to watch Glee sing the songs of Mikey. So buy yourself another album because it looks like you won't be seeing any more of those songs on Glee anymore with Mikey. Yeah. Zooey Deschanel's series New Girl also benefited from the high ratings. The excellent numbers for that show as well. And well-deserved. We're all big fans here of that show.
Agreed.
Turns out two of the guys I used to do sketch comedy with way back in the day, when I was in that group with Adam Carolla, the Acme Comedy Theater, two guys that I used to work with, Dave Finkel and Brett Baer, are executive producers on that show.
No kidding.
They've been a writing team for a long time since those days and have built and built and built a career, and now they're in charge over there.
How's that make you feel about where you're at?
I couldn't be happier. I'm very proud of those guys. I'm glad they're doing such good work, and I really enjoy the show. So I've no ill will, I'm not bitter.
I wasn't suggesting you have ill intent toward them, toward yourself. I'm saying you guys were all at the same point at one place, and now they're doing the New Girl.
Yeah, I'm cool with that, though.
All right.
Because I don't think I would want that gig. That's like a different kind of show business that I'm really not all about. So that's the work. That's the work of show business.
Yeah.
I like the play of show business.
You like to do, like, dumb dog voices.
Yes, exactly. Today's celebrity birthdays. Speaking of dumb dogs, Dwayne Chapman, Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's 59 years old today. Model Christy Brinkley celebrates her 58th birthday. Robert DeLeo, bassist for Stone Temple Pilots, turns 46. And Shakira is 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we've got LaQuisha taking a look at Jersey Shore. We have Brad Williams coming in the studio.
Comedian, good.
Funny man.
Yep.
Cousin Sal will be here to tell us who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Ah.
And then we're going to get somebody real to tell us who's going to win the Super Bowl, and that is the Super Bowl predicting camel.
Finally, someone with some juice around here.
That's right.
Hey, remember what a sensation the octopus was? Remember the octopus who predicted the World Cup? Remember him?
Look, you know what it is? It's a coin flip. You're asking a dumb animal just to do one of two things.
The camel has picked 5 out of 6, dude. 5 out of 6.
Well, let's get the camel back on board when the regular season starts and have him pick me a parlay then, instead of just picking one game, okay?
I'm just saying.
He'd be so smart.
5 out of 6.
Freaking camel.
And Carson Daly also tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.